and we're live.
Well,
you guys are being very good. So
let me say. I want to say it. Can I say it?
You can say it.
I can say it.
I recommend Fallout 4.
Welcome to Crippled System, episode 137. We have to go with Fallout. We're done. Sponsored by Astro Gaming, the official podcast of Astro Gaming Club.
I think 137 is a prime number, right?
It's 1 through 7.
137. Yeah.
1 through 7. Yeah. This is podcast 1 through 7.
Do we have to redo those
podcasts? And I did the name wrong. Astro, I think it's Astro Gaming Team. I like to give us new...
We're the
official sponsor of them. That's my new thing. They don't know
of
it
Astroglide?
Yet. No, astrogaming.net.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I didn't know what they were until a couple days ago, so I decided we're the official sponsor.
How'd you not see them?
I don't pay attention to
things.
Do
you not go to the forums where they have their ratings?
No.
Up on there?
I didn't see any of that.
The caster rankings all the time?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Is it a 1 through 7 scale?
Probably.
That's the only proper scale.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was just making sure because I wouldn't be able to sponsor somebody that had some like silly out of 10 scale.
Yeah, no. I think it's out of like 63.
Oh, okay. 10? How would you even pad to that? 7 is the obvious logical high end of any numerical scale.
I don't know.
That's how we do our pain trains.
Right. Yeah. My name is Brian.
So we ran 1 through 10.
I'm Jim.
I'm Nathan, and I recommend Fallout 4. I'm Brian. I don't have to keep saying that because I sniped Brian already.
Well, I figured
you got
it.
Him. Now you're just twisting. Well, I have like 3 recommendations, and so I had to throw that one out first.
Well, we should be playing Fallout 4. That's really our fault.
I'm Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah.
So we're going to break our podcast. I think so we should break our podcast down this week. We should go a 15-minute recap of...
15-minute
recap of War Machine Weekend.
We don't have that much to talk about.
Followed by a 30-minute discussion of the Syrian refugee issue. We'll get a pro and con issue.
Let's get into that.
And after that, me and Nathan can have a 74-hour discussion on Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Or what else, and as soon as we realize we should be playing Fallout 4.
So I think Fallout 4 players should probably wear badges so you know them when you see them.
Yeah.
I agree with that, Mr. Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, we should register them in a database so we can...
I mean, they eat people, they shoot people. Yeah. I think we need to know who these guys are.
As a Fallout 4 player, that would be super convenient because I'd love to see another Fallout 4 player going, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Then we could all put you in one building all together.
Yeah.
Those few times I'm out of the house, I just make a Fallout 4 reference, and then if someone gets there, I get someone's attention, I talk to them.
How has Glenn has beaten the main quest line, and today I taught him that you can make adhesive at the cooking sites.
Everyone keeps saying that adhesive is always needed. I never was really low on it, but
yeah, there's duct tape everywhere, and you can turn your Tato's into Tato starch, and you're fine.
Yeah,
right.
It's very important to do. I didn't realize you could turn the light on your Pip-Boy. I mean, I knew in the previous games you could always turn a light on, but I didn't see the option in this one.
The exact same button it's been in every single other
game. Well, I've always played it. I've never played it on a console before.
Oh.
So. I like on the stream that Zorb is right over your shoulder.
Who is Zorb?
Zorg.
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 Zorb. Sorry,
John
Zorb.
Baptiste Emmanuel.
Yeah. He's well known for absorbing liquids.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Zorg. Zorg.
Zorg. Sorry,
the villain in the Fifth Element, and by which I mean the hero in the Fifth Element.
Oh,
yeah, the villains are the works.
Yeah,
I've heard of them before.
War Machine Weekend.
We went there.
Yes,
we have a couple announcements.
We have no.
I guess I have an announcement.
I saw on the news a new study came out where recycling our household garbage is probably bad for the environment because most of what we put in the garbage is garbage. Now, however. The UW says educating people is the main thing. So I got a question for Nathan.
Yes.
Okay. Is teaching somebody the wrong thing still teaching them?
Are you telling them it's wrong?
True or false? If you teach somebody something wrong, have you still taught them? True or false? You have.
I'm going to go with false.
Okay.
If you tell them it's wrong, but you're saying, like, if I take a kid and I say 2 plus 2 equals 5, and I don't tell them it's wrong.
You have taught them something. It's incorrect.
Which I would say that I have taught them something, but I have not educated them.
Okay, but you have taught them something. Now, if the goal of recycling is to teach somebody people, recycling has accomplished its goal. True?
That shouldn't be the goal of recycling, though.
True or false?
If the goal of recycling was to teach people something, then yes. Recycling would have accomplished its goal.
Let's move on.
That's a very weird announcement.
I just hate recycling so much, and Jim knows it. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Paper is the only good thing you should recycle. Everything else is bad.
Fuck you and you know it.
Wonderful.
God, you can't recycle. You got to put it on your workbench, and then you turn it into stuff later.
The great thing is everybody has to be irresponsible and do something bad for the environment so they don't look like they're irresponsible and doing something bad for the environment. God.
Yes, that's true. Be irresponsible. Forget to recycle. That way you're being good.
And murder the refugees.
Yep.
God.
War Machine Weekend.
Brian has an announcement. He has an actual announcements.
For tournaments that were coming up, there's a 30 or a 55 point event in lacrosse.
55.
If you forget one, I'm going to kill you.
No, I know, but this one's
why is it 55?
Is it literally
55? Did he have a stroke?
It's 55 points because they started their journeyman league at 15 points, and at the end of every month, they increased it by 10.
It's only fair that you can bring Gorton, 3 Earthbreakers, and Thor, and a Boker. Well, that seems balanced.
I've been trying to, like...
Yeah, road trip, Andy?
I'm going on a road trip!
The fuck? Road trip! We'll
podcast from lacrosse.
Holy fuck!
Because it's a Sunday, so...
I'm going... Fuck it. We'll do it on the road.
Because yeah. That seems legit.
I'm going to show them what's up.
What the fuck?
That can't be as good as other lists you can
make. Oh, my God. But
interesting.
The only reason 3 Earthbreakers isn't good is because you can't fit Thor into it.
Yeah, correct. Is the... Oh, my God.
Fuck it, A.
It's Dwarfcaster 4, right? Mm-hmm. What about 3 Earthbreakers Durgan? Now that's right.
You can just take 3 Earthbreakers Durgan and Thor because the only reason you had Gorton was for the extra point.
That's what you guys were saying. Didn't add up.
Yeah, right. 3 Earthbreakers Durgan Thor. Winner. Well, why don't the three of us go bring each of the three dwarf casters and see how it goes? And then we'll mirror match at the end. He can't triple. The only reason he can triple Earthbreaker is because of the Searforge benefit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
FA increase.
Well, why are Colossals limited to FA2? That's stupid.
Yeah.
FAU.
FAU.
FAU everything.
They should just get rid of the A.
Yes.
So that's coming up at River City Hobbies.
It's
just like I've been trying to be really nice about not bringing like ridiculous lists there, and now it's just like 500 Madison people will show up ready to bend them over the table.
Well, it's to educate them you don't do that.
Yeah. We used to take those kind of trips to places when they did weird events, and that's why you don't do weird events.
Or we go to an event that we think is normal, and it turns out it's weird.
Yeah. I want you to lose an arm in the finals, saying that's why you don't do weird events.
Oh my God. You know that's sad that that's probably, like, how many years old is that now?
You know what's 20 years old today?
Hmm.
Toy Story. 20 goddamn years old today.
Bah.
What's that?
My last ball
Toy moment. Story, the movie, the Pixar movie. Shut up. 20 fucking years old.
Yeah,
that's like a Bug's Life, right?
Yeah, it's like it a Bug's Life.
Exactly.
Just the worst version of it or something. Correct. That's why I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, okay. Toy Story doesn't have talk and roll, so it's superior. It's the inferior movie.
Bug's Life is the inferior Three Amigos, which is the inferior Galaxy Quest.
Which is inferior ants thing.
The Three Amigos with, what's his name?
Yes.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes. Sure.
Yes. Three Amigos with Charlie Sheen.
So then I think the one coming up after lacrosse is the Who's the Boss on the 5th?
Yes, you don't die.
Yeah, that one's coming up, and then after that, there was an Iowa.
Do you
one,
say December 5th?
Yeah,
December 5th.
That's the 12th.
No,
the 12th is the Iowa event, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an event in Iowa on the 12th.
I have no idea. I'm not doing any events until next year, so I have no
Iowa?
Concept.
Or what do you
I
mean?
I thought Aduro usually does events on Sundays, and that's why we didn't go to them most of the time.
I don't know.
He's starting to do a couple on Saturday now.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm interested in going to the 12th, but the 5th, though, I have a small announcement that I'm going to actually make changes onto the site. Toy donations, you can actually use those for all the other, like, normal cash donations. Sure. You can use a toy donation for those, too.
Oh, cool.
So... And you want to have something of at least equal value or close to it.
Say, can I get like a pack of cards and just throw one card at a time?
No.
Is like lameness factored in?
lameness?
Like if you buy a really lame toy, do you get like less value?
I think maybe you'll go by retail value and divide it and consider it that much money.
You get one
like if you donate a PlayStation 4, you get all the respins you want.
Hell, I'll even give you a section of the wheel. if you give a PlayStation 4 to Toys for Tots, that'd be... That'd be cool.
The last year I worked at Shopko, we had a Toys for Tots drop off thing there, and some lady.
Probably be the worst gift to give to a poor child who can't afford games.
Look at all these games you can't buy.
Yeah, don't give a
child. They can eBay it, but this lady,
their parents will sell it for the drugs. Well,
if they're that poor, they can't pay for the eBay fees.
Let's ask Donald Trump.
Yeah,
but this lady cleaned out her closet and she brought in and just dropped in there because they were still unopened, which was the only requirement for Toys for Tots drop off. She brought in a whole bunch of like the 1984 Star Wars action figures.
Oh,
she just had like 30 of them unopened. She just dropped them in the bins.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it went $40,000.
Yeah, well, that's we scooped them out, we hid them in lockup, and we had people come pick them up, and we actually just store like requisitioned like 20 Barbie dolls and threw them in there. We're like, we're not putting these in Toys for Tots.
Yeah, that's...
So the Marines came and got them separately. I don't know if they eBayed them or something and used that money towards charity, but yeah. She dropped them off, and I'm just like, why didn't I mug you in the parking lot?
Like you usually do.
Like I usually do. I always mug old ladies in parking lots.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity.
It was.
And then
I mugged her when she left, just to be safe, though.
Right.
There's another event coming
up. Oh, my God. We're still talking about events.
Shut up about your events.
On the 26th. That's
there are events.
We're too far away.
It's Oshkosh. But the thing is, called ahead to Pete's Garage to see if they'd be open on the 26th, and they will be. So I'm pretty sure I'm just going to go in 35-point derp around just so I can get drunk and have Pete's Garage.
I'll go to that.
Fancy.
I don't have family.
Why are these events being scheduled today?
I don't have family. Fuck it.
It's not even that. It's just the amount of nonsense and out and about. It's like... It's like I have no problems doing something those days, but just the number of fucktards that are wandering the streets.
Yeah,
like,
the drive is going to be a little
weird. Yeah, that's what I can't handle. It's
but that's why you have a gun.
Yeah, I'd use it, though.
Or a crowbar.
Once you use a gun, you got to have a good plan. Your whole day's shot taking care of the body.
No witnesses.
It's still time.
There's a shot I think of like a... Like a meme of Assassin's Creed, and it just shows the assassin sitting there with like a strewn the whole street just filled with bodies. There's like no one here to witness if they can't witness.
Yeah. So speaking of bodies, John Acker today in Fallout got to the point where he had to make a decision. So he just killed everybody. He sent me a screenshot of just like all the bodies he killed piled up. It's like just rooms of dead bodies because he was mad at the game because he didn't want to make a decision. the game's like, make a choice. He's like, no, I'm killing everybody. So he killed everybody. He just was sending me images of like just dead people everywhere. It was pretty great. That's one way to react to the game. I'm going to bring up Fallout 4 every single time I can. This is a reference.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. We didn't actually say what episode we are, did we?
One through seven.
And then I said we're going to sponsor.
Because it's a prime number.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
One through seven are all prime numbers.
Yeah.
Well, most of them are.
There's only like what?
Pandantic met at War Machine Weekend, and now I've forgotten.
There's good. Yeah, most. Four of those seven numbers are prime, two aren't, and then one of them might be. I don't remember if it counts.
So that's announcements.
Two's prime for sure. You
should we go to recommendations?
Monster.
One is the one that's one is, weird.
Yeah, never mind.
Two's obviously prime. It's only divisible by two and one. It's the only even prime number. It's the only even prime number.
It's okay.
Prime.
Are we ready for recommendations?
Next July team event. The February after that, another one. The end.
No one cares yet.
I know.
Everyone cares about it. Everyone in the world
cares
about it.
Nobody cares about the event. They only care about how many slots America has in the WTC, which isn't anything that I have anything
Trump
to fuck
fix
do
that
with.
Problem for
Wisconsin team championship.
Correct.
It's
that's
the first.
What they're so worked up about, and I can understand that.
America has all the teams in the Wisconsin
we
team
should,
championship, though.
Exactly.
We should have a plan B for when we don't have a country in 2017. For that first event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll all just become our own little provinces. It's the American team championship. We'll still be on the continent.
Yeah, it is. It's the America's team championship.
As long as our borders will be shut by then, so it'll be fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get those foreigners
out of here. We've always been like a really strong non-immigration country.
It is our strength.
So I did. Mean, that's pretty much.
We don't have like a beacon sitting in the largest harbor.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can kind of understand.
I will say though, when you look back in time, I think we always are big into that, but everyone's always mad about it.
Every 30 years this happens. Like 30 years ago, it was Mexicans. Yeah. Now it's Syrians.
And we had Irish. We hate
Irish. And,
yeah. We let them in. Yeah. We have to put them for the shit treatment.
Irish was Italians. Yeah.
Which is funny because now nobody gives two shits if you're Irish or not. You know what I mean? Like,
zero.
We forget who we're racist against every 50 years or so. Yeah. Like, you're like, why would we ever except care if the you were blacks, Irish?
We never forget about that.
Yeah. Never forget.
Sadly, he is correct. I wasn't that's like, one of the enduring racist things in America.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump has proven that. I mean, but anyway.
Well, at least there's one thing. One good thing that'll come out of all this is that the stock on t-shirts that say "Welcome to America, speak English" will go through the roof again.
Yeah, time to invest.
Yep.
Yeah.
So War Machine Weekend. We were there.
We scheduled this Trump Syrian refugee time.
This I 30 minutes for this.
It's been 30 minutes. I checked War Machine Weekend.
Actually 16.
Shut up. It's metric minutes. There's 100 of them to an hour.
Octobase.
Yeah.
Base 8.
War Machine Weekend. It happened.
So yeah, it did.
I worked like 50 hours.
You worked 50 hours. You board game 50 hours. You board game 50 hours. I board game 50 hours.
I didn't actually board game.
You didn't do anything. I forgot you were there.
I mostly drank and ate barbecue, so I'm pretty sure I won the event.
Did you guys end up watching Rousey get her head kicked off?
Yes, we did. Me and Jordan watched it outside of a BW3.
Just watching through the window?
No, there was a TV on the outside patio that was the only seating. And we walked right up and sat right down in it thinking we'd get kicked out. And they came up and served us and stuff.
Well, the weather wasn't too bad.
What's that?
Weather wasn't too bad.
No. There's other people out there. We thought we were going to get kicked out for people waiting inside. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they didn't go and ask to be seated. Like, they just walked and sat down.
Yeah, we walked in and we saw the line was like 1,000 people long. We're like, we walked out. We're going somewhere else and we saw a spot open on the patio. We're like, yeah, fuck it. We'll stay here until we get kicked out. And we got kicked out after the Rousey fight. So that worked out pretty good. Yeah. Actually, the fight before that. The Polish crazy woman breaks her hand on this lady after landing a combined total of 212 punches and kicks.
She punched her so many times she broke her hand.
Yes, and this girl's eye looked like a baseball, and her leg was red. I mean, from right above her knee to right below her knee, it was red and like triple swelled. I don't even know how she stood in there. That was just a massacre.
I saw the fight night just happened. I think it was Friday night or even Saturday night. I thought it was going to be a good thing. It was like I was looking at through the results. I saw KO, 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 KO. I'm like, ooh, I should text Jim. This is probably a really good fight. And then I saw the remaining ones were all decisions. So like the last half of the whole thing was all decisions, including the five rounder.
Yep, that's why he usually takes Rosie to get me to go out and watch. Although that's obviously going to be changed because you probably retired herself.
No, she said she's
be back. Whatever she says is irrelevant. She was going to take time off to do a movie anyway. You think she's coming back after getting millions of dollars a movie and getting her head taken off?
I think she'll get $10 bajillion for the rematch a year and a half from now.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When, like, if she loses it, she'll be done then. Right. But she'll come back for the rematch and then either be back until she... Here's what it is. She'll come back for the rematch, and then the next time she loses, whether it's then or sometime after, she'll be done.
The problem is I don't think you can take a year and a half of doing other shit and be a viable UFC fighter.
Maybe.
Your time frame for being a fighter in there is so tiny.
Well, everybody else has had a year and a half of getting better, and you've had a year and a half of getting worse, so you're so far behind at that point. So I don't buy it. I don't think she'll be back. I mean, she was really fun to watch, but now she's a celebrity, and I don't think celebrities fight in the UFC very often.
Now she's super, super rich. Yeah. And that's War Machine Weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's about all I had to say about it. How about that fucking finale, though?
That was interesting.
Sweet. That assassination run was a thing.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I watched it. Watched
you get some of these ravelers dead, you just gotta run.
Yeah, he didn't run. He only advanced and TK'd himself with Haley too. And I wasn't sure what she did that left her naked and not just running. Well, did she have to TK one of the Ravagors?
I think she put six on the, three on the Stormwall.
Four. She put four on the Stormwall, okay. And she TK'd herself. So the only thing I can think of is because the Stormwall was able to kill two Ravagors, and Brian White's not dumb enough to leave two Ravagors that close to each other. So my guess is the other two was TKing one of the Ravagors over to get him close enough. But I don't know for sure. I'd have to rewatch the stream.
I don't think he TK'd either of them.
Where did the other two focus go?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she should have set up a charge dummy for herself, charged that model, and TK'd herself then.
Yeah, she advanced in TK, to know that for sure, but two focus was spent somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So instead of camping and running, she spent all four in advance. So I just don't know what the other
It looked like that she was in a safe spot. Brian did roll kind of balls out and at the beginning there when he took out that one calf by itself. I mean, not really.
Everything he hit pretty much auto died to the damage.
Correct.
Just a matter of hitting.
I mean, the percentages might have been terrible on it, but it was there. Well, I mean, saying you're not going to roll three sevens in a row, like, that happens all the time.
Each of the die rolls was, like, a 50-50 or better. Like, some of them were 80%, but he had to hit, like, eight die rolls in a row, and that's what made it a low-odds assassination run.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember what it was for the Cav, though, what their armor was at the time.
It's 13. They're not tough.
Oh. I was thinking that they were the other Cav then. Those were the
Storm Tempest guys.
These are okay, the never mind.
They exploded.
It wasn't that bad.
Everything he hit died, so he just had to hit three times to get to her. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Yeah, he still had another shot.
But I just have to rewind. I don't know if anybody in the stream is shouting it, but I don't remember the other two focus that Haley spent that is why she had to advance and TK herself. Yeah, Jim is a little quiet, which is a weird thing to happen.
I'm okay with that. I usually talk over everyone while podcast, so I'm trying to be good today. By being really quiet.
Well, I think because you don't have a powered mic.
Oh, yeah. He has the Jeremy mic.
Oh, you gave the shouter the unpowered mic. I see how it is.
No, you should have it. I'm increasing it. Hooray.
But yeah, those Storm Cav, or not Storm Cav, the Tempest Blazer Cavs have a good defense, so that was his fail point in the whole thing. The other stuff was like a Storm Smith and some crap that she was going to kill.
It was like a Thrall Warrior, I think, was one of them. Like,
Storm Smith and Thrall Warrior she's going to get. It was the Tempest Blazer hit.
She boosted
the hit on that one even.
She temporarily accelerated the Storm Wall. That's what she did. Oh,
okay. That's the other two. Yeah. Four on the Storm Wall, temporal acceleration, and then TKing herself to get further away.
To get both in melee. Torta's yelling it on chat, by the way. So,
yeah, not to be overly critical, but you got to understand that the caster kill is there, and you got to just get the fuck off. You better just
camp four and run.
Yeah, well, if you needed the TA to do it, that's fine. But you could set up that Thrall Warrior could have run back, and you could have charged him and then TK'd yourself. That would have been 3 more inches, and that would have been it. That would have been the difference.
Well, I don't think in a normal day, P. Haley wants to see, or no, was it Haley?
Haley 2.
Haley 2 wants to see Lilith 2 that much. I mean, that's not really a...
Oh, yeah, she's got D-cell. It's nasty for her.
D-cell helps, but there's still so much else going on.
High defense is horrible for
Well, Lilith. That's Arcane Shield D-cell. It's 5 extra armor.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she's got the snake, though. So I guess it's not
It was
that
a
great.
Naga. Yeah. That's.
I mean, he took...
Pre-Naga, yes.
Naga took it to him and had the game won.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he had lost both of his Ravagors before feeding. Right. I mean, he was losing that game.
I don't want to be overcritical of both people, but I think that the Crocraters are a mistake with Elith, too. She does nothing for them, and they have the same weakness that she already has.
The thing that they do that they didn't do is supposed to be to get the oil onto the Stormwall, and then the Ravagors take it off the table.
Well, that doesn't matter, though. It's boosted damage. The Ravagors can already boost their damage against the Stormwall.
It's boosted. It's not additional.
Yeah, it's really good with Seraphs.
Sure.
Because then you get
the strafe,
+1 boosted damage rolls, which it normally really can't do for crap. You know, so that's where they're good with. But, I mean, they both struggle with hitting high defense, right? So, what's that?
I made a clicking sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
And that's War Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
Speaking of War Machine Weekend...
We had a lot of painting stuff in the painting lounge.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that for a bit?
Well, it was a lot of painting stuff in the painting lounge.
Judging was terrible.
Fuck you.
My painting submission isn't even shown in the gallery,
which is
offensive to me.
Oh,
Superstar.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
we didn't take it in everything.
Yeah, I would support when you're going to be shown, but the guy gave it to you and not me, so fuck that guy.
Well, he delivered it to me as part of the podcast. It's not like this is all mine.
I know.
I'm taking all of this when I leave.
Exactly.
Wait, what? No.
It's like when someone gives, when someone mails Andy all the, you know, the
food. You fuckers! You could take all the food when you left. You all left it here with Andy all by himself and lonely.
You guys know what they say, right? Possession is 3 to 5 in the pen.
Andy ate all the Cheddies.
I did eat all the Cheds because they're fucking good. You guys left them here. It's not my fault.
I ordered some. I brought some in and I ate them. I'll bring the empty box later. I just ordered them from Australia now just to like, have them. I'm saving them.
They are so good.
I'm saving them. I just throw them away and just say, I don't even like them. But I'm just going to deliver you all these empty boxes of Cheds soon.
I Tim Tam Slam all the time, baby.
You
Tim Tam Slam.
You guys had all the chances to take all the food with you. But instead, you guys all, like, as soon as the podcast is done, like normal, you're like, fuck it, we're out. Then you run out the door.
We never assembled those boxes from Japan that we didn't know how to eat.
I did one.
Yeah.
It was not very good.
I want to thank everyone that for not sending us more food. Good job. Stop it. You stopped sending us food, and it's very good.
I want more food.
No, stop it.
No.
I like food.
No.
I like weird food from other countries.
Yeah.
What did we have the one time that was so terrible?
Well, there was some stuff that came from, I think, a gentleman in Guam that had sent us a lot of Japanese stuff. There was like
octopus shredded stuff or whatever. That was all fishy. Yes, there
was like really
flakes, and
it was octopus and chocolate.
I don't know.
That might have been it. It was something with the. It was like chocolate, and I was just like, "What is happening in my mouth?"
But anyway, yeah. I remember that. Now, what the fuck was that?
Anyway, you guys have been exciting for War Machine Weekend.
Yeah. So a gentleman named Zach came up and talked to me, and he was representing
this in the way.
No, Catbug's...
He's in the way of this.
Yeah,
he's in the way of this.
Just put Catbug in the...
So fluffy.
Trash.
So, Battle Bin, which, you know, I'm whoring us out a minute here, but...
We're the official sponsor. We're official sponsor.
Well, I support it. He explained it to me, and I'm like, holy fuck, this is a really good deal. So, people are probably familiar with Loot Crate. Andy, I know you Loot Crate, don't you? Or you did at least for a while.
I did for a while, and then I stopped.
So, this is like Loot Crate, but it's all...
But it has some value.
But, what's in here is definitely worth more than what it costs. Like, it's not just random bobbleheads and shit. Like, this looks like a good deal. I think he said it was like $30. I could be off a little bit, but it's like Loot Crate but board game based.
Okay.
And each month has a theme. Like, this month that he gave us here was Battles and Brews, so it's all drinking themed. And so, for example,
it has Drunk Quest in there.
It has Drinking Quest, which is an RPG card game / drinking game where, like, as your characters die and stuff like that, you have to take shots to resurrect them.
I think they sent this along just for you.
They aren't all the drinking games.
There is a Drunk Quest one that's specifically that I have a card that Ross had. Ross Thompson.
It's got Iron and Ale, a dwarven drinking adventure. I mean, that's right there.
That was my one regret of War Machine Weekend is I drank too much. So
put
I
them on
enjoy
the table. You're not just stealing all these, Andy. Drinking dice, which are dice that actually have...
You drank too much or not enough?
Drank too much, and so I couldn't enjoy the barbecue fully because I had rock gut the whole weekend.
Dice were the that's like another drinking game where you roll the dice, and if you roll a half to drink...
way better than the booze. Anyway.
I don't think he cares. He's telling you.
Yeah, look, this is actually super cool. Metal, like, dwarf coins. Gold, silver, and bronze coins.
God damn it. I'm the dwarf in the group.
I'm looking at
them. It comes with bands so that you can wear those, like, at a convention to recognize other people who subscribe to BattleBin, so you know that they've seen the same games you've seen, and so they might have copies of this stuff.
Sweet.
It also came with this thing called Game Dictator it's just 6 cards, one of which says you get to pick the game. So if, like, if you're ever fighting over what game to play, you just deal those out.
One of them.
Oops.
And then in keeping with it, it also came with this, which is kind of 3 things stacked in one. So we have this big Viking sack of loot.
Jesus.
Right there. And then inside of that is the dwarven bag of holding. And then inside of that is a pint glass with a beholder holding with the beer things on his head.
That is amazing.
Behold beer.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So it's the official glass you're supposed to use when doing all the drinking games. But nice. The point is, like, this stuff, like I said, I think it was 30, maybe 35, whatever this costs, like, this shit's worth nice. It, you That's know? This nice. Is, I would not feel cheated if this showed up in my mail. Like, I was kind of I never did Loot Crate because I knew that it's just like random tchotchkes.
Too much garbage.
It's a lot of random stuff. I mean, it has a lot of some really cool stuff. Out of the box, there's maybe like one really cool thing.
And then the rest is just kind of your recycle bin.
Probably.
Yeah. You should to recycle. It's the right thing to do. But like, it's not, you know, you can tell where the margin is. Like this, I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, I'm going to, if I got all this, I am.
I mean, he's thinking if I make 10% and I have a bunch of sales, it's going to add up to something sustainable. Whereas the Loot Crate's thinking I'm going to make 90% for 4 months and everyone's going to unsubscribe.
Yeah, that's what.
But it's constantly new every 4 months. It's a constantly new.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, there's just a different business strategy. The one that he's taken is less.
It's also possible that a lot of this stuff was, you know, like donated. I don't know. But like he said that like the first month the scheme they had was he called it dead on arrival, and it was all like non-successful Kickstarter products, but I guess somehow they still existed, so he was able to put them in the crate. I'm not sure exactly how that one worked, but like I said, every month's gonna be a different theme. We just happened to get the month that was alcoholism as a theme.
It's very fitting.
But yeah, no, for the money, it is very cool. And it's battlebin. Is it battlebin.com?
It's called Battlebin. The website,
just Google battle. It's probably, the website is chubbawubba.cubba.
Chumbawamba.cubba. Yeah, that is probably true.
It is.
So this looks almost exactly like Drunk Quest from what I've seen.
It is battlebin.com.
Battlebin.com.
They're on Twitter at battlebin and Facebook at it's battlebin.
.net.
It's .net. And it is, you know what? This card tells me. It's $30 a month plus shipping and handling.
Yeah, yep. So you think anywhere from 35 to 38.
Yeah, with the shipping. Yeah, like I said,
I mean, the glass is probably about a good like $10. Those are probably about $10.
Metal coins are not cheap. Pretty
pricey. Those are good coins. Those are good quality. I've spent a lot of time looking at the price.
This game feels sizable. I mean, this is probably a $10-15 card game, judging by what games like that cost at the local game store.
Yeah, that's easily $10. That's easily $10. Minimum $10, probably. 15.
Yeah, honestly,
those coins could be $5-10 easily.
Yeah, I feel like these coins might even be worth just the box if you were to go to like one of the Gen Con vendors.
The coins in the glass.
Yeah,
the
coins are usually $1 a piece quite often.
Right? This is what the coins came in. Oh,
okay. They just feel really like with like Dungeon Lords. Like the coins that came with that game are awesome.
This?
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Kappa can go back.
I'll just do this. See, they're just citizens versus game dictator, and if you get the game dictator, you pick the game. Simple as that. So
that's kind of a nice.
Otherwise, is it best citizen wins?
We should do that for.
You always have the game dictator card.
Oh. Yeah.
We should do that for one of our game days.
What?
Because we have usually have like 6 to 8 people.
Brian is our game dictator.
Well. Yeah,
these are good. Like, these coins in the glass are worth it alone.
I think so. Yeah,
I think those should go for my Rulic army.
Yeah, so
it'd be good focus.
It'd be a really good focus.
Like the only reason I didn't subscribe straight after getting home from War Machine Weekend is that I keep forgetting. But I'm gonna remember. I'm gonna subscribe to this. In all honesty, I think this is a good bargain.
Yeah. No, I definitely probably will. And I don't like to subscribe to things that aren't followed for.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, even ignoring, like, the margin, like, if Loot Crate was worth it retail-wise, you know, like, you got a good t-shirt and got a good thing and it's worth it, it's random stuff, you know? I mean, it's cool to get, like,
it doesn't suit your hobby.
It's cool, but it's just, you know, a stuffed animal or a t-shirt is neat and all, but getting actual games...
Yeah, that's important.
Is huge to me, comparatively speaking.
Some interest,
right, yeah. Right. There's going to be some value apart from just putting it on your cubicle desk.
Exactly. If you like games, you're going to play them no matter what. I mean, if you own them, you're going to play them just to make the excuse that you're actually utilizing them. But like some of that shit you get in Loot Crate, it's like, ooh, the detective kit. I got this little journal that I'm just going to throw in the corner. I might as well burn it instead and actually get some worth out of it.
Yeah, I was Loot Crate. I just took $3 and I just ripped it up and threw it in the garbage, and I felt like I died.
Well, Loot Crate's cheaper than that, though. Loot Crate's
I pretended I did it for a few months. I'm like, you know, here's a couple months worth of Loot Crate. Threw the money in the garbage and like, moved on.
Amanda likes to subscribe to them when there's a theme that's coming out that she likes.
I'm always throwing money away. Yep.
And then we just unsubscribe right away.
In fairness, I mean, if you really like, I think of all of us at the table, Andy, and maybe I might be second, most likes just random doodads, like a bobblehead, a stuffed animal, a Minecraft sword, a hat.
I think if somebody made a Loot Crate that was horror movie themed, Brian would like it.
I have a Fallout bobblehead, and there was a Fallout Loot Crate that I thought about for a second. I'm like, you know, but I would literally take one. I would keep one item in that box,
right?
And I would throw the rest of it away. So I'll just eBay that one item. later on.
You got the Borderlands awesome chest, didn't you?
I did, and I most of that was garbage, but I kept the actual chest. But that I bought
specifically. The chest was awesome. Wasn't there a claptrap thing inside of it that was awesome?
Well, that I didn't get the claptrap one. Oh, that okay. I might buy it off eBay someday, but I did.
The Handsome Collection crap. Claptrap.
Had the remote control claptrap.
I was heartened to learn amazing. that the Pip-Boy edition came with is terrible, so I don't have to feel bad about not getting it.
It's chintzy.
It's like cheap plastic.
Yeah.
It's not like the Halo figures.
It's just so duct tape your phone to your arm and you have a Pip-Boy.
That's what I do anyway. But, I mean, that's the thing is with those, it's kind of a grab bag, which I guess technically is the entire point of something like this, but it's random and they're not useful. You know, they might be something that interests you and you'll put them up, but this, to me, like, even if it comes with three games and two of them are terrible, I'll still try all three of them and I'll get one good game and I can probably give those other two to people who
There's
terrible games.
Yeah.
We have it's actually in the closet there. We have a Impossible bow tie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do as well. Yeah. Adam gave me his.
Yeah. That and I do have a bottle opener that says it's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Sure.
So it's got the old Zelda stuff on.
Zelda fanboys.
Yeah. Come on. We were just talking about them earlier.
Yes, we were. I did one time print out a sheet of paper that had it's dangerous to go alone, take this, and then it had a bunch of tear tabs at the bottom that were just the wooden sword that the guy gives you, and I put it up in Pegasus Games, and like 2 days later, all the swords were gone.
Does Zelda ever rescue the princess?
I don't think he does in that game. Princess Tetris, I believe, is her name.
I know I never did.
Princess Tetris, yeah.
I never got far enough to rescue the princess.
No.
But she's okay. Always in a different castle.
Well, I could never beat the last boss, the Double Dragon, right?
Don't at the end of Double Dragon they fight each other?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that game ends.
No, I thought the last boss in Legend of Zelda was two dragons. Isn't Double Dragon a spinoff where the villain that's guarding Princess Tetris? No?
Could be.
What is happening?
Nintendo.
Are we back to Donald Trump yet?
Yes.
All right, he's the villain of Legend of Zelda. He's Ganon.
You know, wig on Ganondorf.
So the villain of Legend of Zelda is the hero of America. That's weird.
America.
That's bizarre to me, but you know.
The fewer syllables you use to say America, the more right wing you get.
If you squint at Hyrule, it looks like Merca.
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 You know, in Zelda 2, when you go through the cave maze and you come out and then there's a little small area there at the bottom there, that's actually a really tiny version of the overworld map of the Hyrule of the first game. A little Easter egg for you.
I'll show you an Easter egg.
Is it in Fallout 4? Because now it's Fallout 4 time.
It is Fallout 4 time.
In my mind, we had three topics, and it was Battle Bin, War Machine Weekend, and Fallout 4.
Seems accurate.
And recycling.
I recycle a lot in Fallout 4. Yeah. The first perk I got maxed was the one where everything you break down, you get more commodities out of it, because it was wasteful otherwise.
Yeah. It's very important.
Do we have another topic other than Fallout 4?
Fallout 4 is life.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that you haven't sold your blops to buy Fallout 4.
That's
yet.
What I'm trying to do. Somebody wants
sell
to buy
blops.
I got Call of Duty Blops 3. If somebody wants to buy that from me for, I'd say like 45,
just trade it for Fallout 4 straight up.
Yeah, if somebody wants it nobody's gonna trade it to me for Fallout.
There
4.
There might be somebody out there.
Somebody's
but
somebody
I got a brand new copy.
Would do that?
No, Jeff.
I don't know.
We could call out Jeff into here and see if
he's
what
busy
his,
playing Fallout 4. Leave him alone.
I know one person who gave Fallout 4 a 3 out of 10 because it didn't have multiplayer, so I might be able to hook you up.
Really?
Yeah, it was
seriously
ridiculous. Just
for the PS4,
that person's dumb.
He is dumb. It's like the best part was that his first initial like
call him
downgrade
out.
Was it started at a 10 out of 10, and then I realized it had no cooperative multiplayer, so it went to a 5 out of 10. And
I'm what?
I don't know.
Is this a person
people,
you know in real life or an internet person?
It is a real life person.
So we know somebody that we interact with.
No.
Oh.
He I tried to get him into War Machine and then he poo-pooed all over it.
Did you say,
person.
Knowing what I know about him, good, fuck off. I'm glad he's not in our War Machine group.
I mean, who would go into a fall game and think it's co-op?
Exactly, that's what I said too. I'm like, first thing you see is it's like the Fallout or Elder Scrolls game, no co-op. That's like a given right away. Yeah. Like, it's going to be a single player thing.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was ridiculous.
It's although they stupid. Did Elder Scrolls Online, so they could do Fallout Online eventually.
Eventually.
I hope maybe, they never yeah, do that. Everybody
I also hope they never do, else. But
it'll happen. But man, it just dumbs, it just takes so much away.
The cool thing about the Call of Duty, though, if you call it cool, I haven't used any of the codes for it either. So all the codes that came with the game,
so one of the benefits all right there. Of this,
one of the benefits of getting a trade for me for that is...
you still have all the codes.
I have all the codes.
Mm-hmm. So you can get maximum bloppage.
Yep. And then
I did do a lot of blopping.
4 hours.
So I did the part of the campaign. I didn't make it through
4 hours. You're probably done.
I didn't make it through all the campaign, but it felt like I was going through a Michael Bay film. So, sure. So pretty much all the plot just made no fucking sense, but there was a lot of pretty explosions.
And I got to ride around in a tank. Hot brownie team of thousands were there.
No, there was none.
Was the first 7 hours of gameplay your parents being high?
No.
Well, then it wasn't a Michael.
So I found it.
How many giant testicles were you under?
I was not John Turturro. I
did you
play.
Die and go to robot heaven?
No. I will say this pass. Though. It's kind of annoying when I see the commercials going on for Call of Duty Black Ops 3 where they were showing like the zombie mode. The zombie mode in this is actually really kind of cool. It's like a noir. So it's set in like the 30s or
sure,
so.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Which has
before
nothing to do
with what zombies were.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Now you can
stop fucking with the mic.
I'm having my chemical, my Fallout ridiculous.
He's going into psycho withdrawals.
Yeah.
You need some Addictol.
I haven't eaten a person in like 2 hours.
So put a PlayStation controller in a man's hands. Maybe that'll help.
I have to shoot a super mutant.
Rabbit raccoon, I think.
I'm fine.
But it's not that bad of a game. If I could trade it with somebody for Fallout 4, that'd be fine.
Go online and get headshot by 14-year-olds for hours.
I'll see what
I did go online. I didn't get headshot by 14-year-olds. I killed a couple people, which I found very odd. So I don't know. I don't think that game takes skill.
Because if Andy does well, it can't take skill.
Watching Andy play a shooter is sometimes fairly hilarious.
I am horribly bad. So, like, my shots that I had
that
of
grenade
me playing,
tutorial in Uncharted 2 you is still the greatest moment of my life.
You use sheer willpower.
I just could not believe that.
It's like, here's a grenade, throw it to this group. And he, like, hits a backboard somewhere, rebounds off, kills zero guys, has to kill them all with his gun.
This is better. No, they give you a bunker with a box that's full of infinite grenades, and the enemies come single file up a pathway towards the bunker with infinite grenades.
I don't believe this.
It's only so you can remember, learn how to play grenades. You remember this.
No.
Andy died outside the bunker after running out of pistol ammo. Because Andy's like, I'm bored of grenades, and charged.
My favorite.
And I saw this and I was just like, I love you, Andy. And I went back in my room.
My favorite tutorial of any game is Resident Evil 4, where it teaches you it's going to kick you in the balls by throwing you into the village. Like, this is the game. Can you get past this? Nope, you're going to quit right here. I bet you a third of people who play that game quit at the village.
The XCOM relaunch, the very first, the tutorial mission is a party wipe. Because the game's like, this is XCOM. Fuck you.
The village, literally, you can just get stuck there and never pass it in Resident Evil 4 if you don't have it.
Yeah.
They kill you well.
Yeah.
Up until you find the little shack where you can, like, crawl up, climb up the ladder and push it over. Then you just win that whole, or you finish that level easy.
Yeah, when you do, on your multiple replays, that's easy, but the first time through, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, the first
time. A lot of games I remember, like, Secret of Evermore, the first boss was the hardest boss of the game. Like, mm-hmm. Some games are just that way. Like, they put you in there and they're just like, fuck you. And then once you get past that point, it goes downhill.
Well, because everything else is only equally as difficult.
And right.
By that time, you're like, oh, I know how to run from 500 zombies, no problem.
Yes. Not
chainsaws, eh.
Not to derail the conversation into WoW, but the time walking event this week is the Cataclysm dungeons, which back then, if there's a one specific mechanic, if you didn't follow that mechanic, it was a party wipe. And it is kind of funny going into that right now and just watching people just fail horribly because they don't do that one party mechanic. You remember Stone Core? Ozrook at all? He's the guy? I don't know. But he was the guy that would do like a shatter on the tank. The tank would have to avoid the shatter. And then he would do an AoE and it would just murder everybody.
Are you speaking English?
No.
I am. I
was, no, he's not.
I don't remember any of that.
But yeah.
None of this was City of Heroes.
I was just thinking about damn City of Heroes.
I was briefly famous from City of Heroes. It was the greatest day of my life.
I loved City of Heroes when it came out, and that's when WoW first came out, too.
Don't think
no. While it was out, much longer.
Came out in tandem to me because my roommate had them.
Sure.
It's just like, oh, City of Heroes.
Didn't
is awesome.
NCSoft make the new WildStar game? Or was it?
Yeah, they made something. City of Heroes was fine, except for the repeating fucking dungeons.
Yeah, the instances got old.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, it's the same warehouse. Oh, just with the clockworks this time. That's fun.
Clockworks, that's scrub stuff. You stopped facing clockworks at like level 15.
Well, we didn't make it past that because we did the same instance six times and got sick of it and quit.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I know they changed it later on, but yeah.
The gear was really limited compared to WoW 2.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't supposed to be. That's what the thing is. It's like, wow, you fished and you farmed and you fished and you farmed and you did that for. And it was all grind. It's just a different thing. Like, City of Heroes was all about you turn it on, you punch Nazis for 5 minutes, and you turn it off. Like, it was an instant gratification thing.
I didn't face any Nazis in that game.
The fifth column. They're the very first, like,
yeah.
Now I remember. Oh, they changed them. They got rid of the swastikas, and they gave them, like, they renamed them, but they were Nazis at first, and then, like, a year into it, they changed their names.
WoW isn't about the fishing and all that crap anyway, either. But, I mean, it was like, go collect 9 raptor hearts. Go collect 12 banshee feathers. I mean, that's what you did with WoW. But...
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to.
I guess.
Yeah. But at least every instance was different and unique.
Yep. Colorful. So it was, you know, you had unique instances where you're doing the same grindy thing versus the same instances. It's just a different mindset.
Once you got into the instance in WoW, it was a different game than the open world
stuff. Correct. It was just
the
a different...
The instances were actually really interesting and all different.
City of Heroes, I think, did a good job because of what we're saying. Every other MMO just tries to be WoW with their intellectual property slapped on the top.
Yeah.
And City of Heroes at least tried to be different. You know, it's kind of like, what was the one you like, the secret world thing?
Secret world.
The one with the, you use real life clues and shit.
I think it was called like Secret World.
Was it Secret World? I guessed right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Secret, like that. It was different.
It was different.
It wasn't just WoW with World of Warcraft stuff. Or not with WoW, with Warhammer stuff. It wasn't just WoW with Warhammer stuff plastered on it.
Yeah. There's a few different ones. They have their little niche, but they don't take off to the public.
The problem is that a lot of people try to be WoW 2, and they come up with really new innovation ideas, and then WoW just patches them all in.
Yes.
Like, well, that kind of stole your thunder, didn't it, buddy?
Assholes. No, more power to... Yeah, they do.
They've made millions upon millions of dollars by doing that, so it's hard to argue with the logic.
Well, if you don't play WoW, the World of Warcraft movie comes out next year, and you can watch that. It'll be just like playing the game.
The movie actually does look interesting.
Well, they had some spare money lying around from the billions they make, so they threw it all into CGI. Yeah.
To me, Warcraft is the intellectual property of theirs that I would least want to watch a movie of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like a boring cheese off of every other fantasy domain ever.
Yeah.
Except for Thrall riding around on a dog shooting chain lightning, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. But, like, StarCraft is Aliens ripoff, and Aliens is cool. I'd watch StarCraft, you know, with Protoss and Zerg and shit.
I'm just curious.
Diablo. I love the cutscenes in Diablo 3.
Yeah. I'm excited to see, like, orcs that are actually, like, intelligent, and if they're done well, it'd be interesting. Instead of, like, human smart orcs dumb.
You know?
I mean, that kind of an element is intriguing. But, yeah, who knows?
All the cutscenes in Blizzard are amazing.
Total Warhammer and make your orcs smart.
Yeah, it's a few months away.
Mm-hmm. So orcs aren't smart in Warhammer.
But you can lead them to smartness.
Good.
When is that coming
April 28th, I think.
The game doesn't even... The thing about that game that's annoying is the chaos... If you pre-order the game, you can get the chaos faction. Or if you don't pre-order, you have to like pay for the chaos faction after release.
But at least you can. I mean, that's uncommon. That's not uncommon to get a free DLC. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's all it is. It's a DLC, and you're getting one of the DLCs for free.
And why are you going to play chaos when you can play Skaven and orcs?
I don't think Skaven are playable race to be honest. I don't think so.
They claim that eventually they will all be.
They're holding a lot back. They're holding a lot back for DLC content. Unfortunately, they did that
with Rome too. But the thing is that you're going to start with like a lot of factions.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna be like, oh, well, they're just cheese. You know,
you're not getting a ton of factions.
I guess they didn't say every race would be. What they did say was that every race that's in it will eventually be playable.
Yeah,
that's what it was. So if the Skaven aren't in it at all,
you're gonna get what, dwarves, humans,
orcs,
chaos.
I think maybe one flavor of undead. There's not a ton though.
That's, yeah, that would be different from the rest of their games, where usually you got, yeah, like 10 factions at launch, and then they added batches of four.
Some of those other factions will be in the game. If you conquer, they will be playable. Right. They'll exist that you're going to fight, but they're, right, not going to be things you can
do. I think the issue is that the Warhammer armies are so different from one another, yeah, that they can't, like, have one unit that works for three or four different, yeah, armies, and that's probably why there's going
to
be more.
And I can,
everything has to be, yeah, unique.
In, if that, I, right, pre-order, can I play as Sigmarines?
Probably.
Sure. What I've learned, as much as like Total War games, I stop pre-ordering them because they usually day one they're awful.
Yes.
Like I have no intention of like rushing to buy the game the first. I mean, I'm gonna wait till it comes out. I'm gonna watch the reviews on their last couple games. Their games always end up to be fun, but day one, Rome 2 was barely playable the first month. But then they did the fixes.
What did they change?
Rome it's wasn't just, playable in a day.
Yeah. Just there were so many glitches. Like sometimes you'd attack a base and the enemies would just stand there; they wouldn't engage you. Like there's so much AI problems.
That wasn't a glitch. That was if you attacked a village, they would always attempt to defend the square.
No, if you
had ballistas, they would just stand there and let you fire ballistas on them.
Yeah,
until you were out of ammo. And now they're like, fuck this, and they'll charge out, but they're probably, yeah, going to lose either way in that situation.
And they just improved some of the game would perform poorly, efficient, wasn't efficient. It just took about a month, and it was fine. I mean, the game was fun, I played, and yeah, it's just, they're not good out of the gate.
It was really hard out of the gate, I'll give, yeah, that.
So I did pose a question to Facebook today, and I didn't get the answers I was looking for, because some people can't read. But I have three accomplished Merc players that I know of, at least, and I want to know, what units should you get doubles of as a Merc player?
And I already answered this earlier. You should get Galleons and Earthbreakers. That should be the units you double up on. I think that most... I can't think of anything.
I can't think of a lot of good Merc units to double up on anything.
Pre-Colossals, Jim would have said you buy a max unit of Steelhead Halberdiers, absolutely, which is 20 Steelhead... The Halberdier package, where you had the Halberdiers died in droves, and then you had four of them left alive, which allowed your remaining cavalry to annihilate the planet.
Or not even the cavalry, usually.
Or anything. They're a great delivery system.
It took effort for them 16 to die. The last four would do something sweet, like kill a couple of really key solos. And then they were always worth it. If you took 10, yeah, they were never worth it. But now I think you're just giving Chromac corpses or giving lightning trolls e-leaps, or, you know, I just don't think that their infantry is going to be viable anymore. And that's me.
Well, and
maybe I'm wrong.
Most mercs, it's hard to buy two of because so many of them are characters.
Yeah. Right? I think the ones that have stood up are Boomhollers and Silenas. And
you can't own
Elixia.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think Elixia has even moved to her epic.
Because what are even non-characters? So you've got all the Jacks, obviously. Well, not all the Jacks, but most of the Jacks. The two dwarf, yeah.
Those are both not.
The dwarf units.
Yeah, Pressgangers and Sea Dogs. Yeah,
and even Pressgangers and Sea Dogs with Shay, the Shay list that I've got kicking around my head only has one unit of each. Mm-hmm. Because you got the Devil's Mutineers, you got your Commodore, you probably have the Galleon in that list.
Pressgangers are really cheap. Potentially advanced deploying tough units. So maybe, I think currently the unit I would most likely buy two of would be Pressgangers.
Yeah.
But I agree. I don't know that I would.
That, except that you're probably going to take the Devil's Mutineers instead.
I mean, you could max Min and Devil Shadow, hypothetically. I mean, you don't need to. If I was going to run two of a Merc unit right now, it would be Pressgangers. That's not saying you should do it.
Two Commodores, it's really good.
Yeah.
Put a Commodore in every list.
I mean, the only thing I really hear about Merc players doubling up on right now is Colossals.
Yeah.
But.
You don't need two of the TAC.
No. I used to have two of the Ogryn Assault Corps.
Yeah.
But, and that was actually
you mispronounced sweet
about,
asphalt.
Yeah, that was sweet for about a couple of months. I don't think they'd hold up now. But now that you got an Earthbreaker, why in the God's green earth would you ever take them things?
Somebody did point out, though, is Double Pressgangers and Hawk is a good anti-wound spam module. So against, like, Meat Mountain, I mean, those things will just eat apart Meat Mountain.
Because they'll be weapon masters.
Yeah, I mean,
but you can still bring one unit of them and one unit of the Sea Dogs.
And, yep, and then the Pressgangers are bagging stuff for your Sea Dogs.
Yep, you can take all those Meat Mountain guys and make them into new Sea Dogs.
Right. And I mean, I think if they see a Merc player, there's going to be a real strong tendency for them to go EE, and then the press gangers are going to be miserable. They're going to be killing themselves on Lightning Trolls after they've been killed by Lightning Trolls.
You make a tough, you're just going to be on the ground then.
Mm-hmm. Bosun stops that.
Well, Bosun will probably get hit by E-Leaps as well.
More than likely, he's going to be like a lightning rod, and everything's going to be shooting off of him, giant sparks everywhere, and then your Weapon Master doesn't work against them, and they got too much armor, and you're probably ground to shit. So, yeah. And I mean, the troll player is going to be looking at the slag trolls against your colossals, because that's what mercs, I think, are known for now as colossals. Mm-hmm. So I think they're naturally going to migrate into that matchup, and it's going to be bad for you with your troopers.
Yeah, personally as an EE player, I just don't fear many merc matchups, so I can't think of one that I really would have a problem with.
I've got one that'll beat it.
Maybe, I was thinking, like, maybe Siphon with four monstrosities might be weird. Because I don't get any bonuses on killing those where I do with the colossals, but
you don't ignore with the decel caster, yeah,
with Thexus. Thexus is the decel caster.
I'd be interested in. I'd have to borrow the stuff, but I'd be curious because one of the last merc lists I ran was a Gorton list where everything was stealth except for his Jax and then Wrong-Eyed Snapjaw who just submerged. So everything was either stealth or unshootable. Everything was immune to blast and no knockdown.
Mm-hmm. And the question is how far into that army do you get? They lead with their slag trolls against that army.
Yeah.
You go into those slag trolls and they start shooting electricity into the back of them.
Yeah, that's my usual answer to Nis and anything stealth is just like using my own guys as a lightning rod and they don't take much of anything from it. So.
Sure.
I get it's a gamble to kill them, but you're taking off stealth guys and high defense models and you're not really getting a whole lot out of it.
Plus, you got to fight through that Starcross, which is not good for troopers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Gorton has the defense debuff at least for that one turn that you hit in there.
Yeah.
And then he fucks their rat over, too. Oh, no, they can't attack.
The problem, then, is that like even if you find one list that can beat that EE,
yeah,
it's probably going to fall in its place against the rest of the field.
Yeah, I liked that list at the time, but again, that was ages ago.
When infantry could survive ever.
Yeah. Well, the no blast was huge. Stealth and immunity to blast is a good combo, even in the realm of colossals.
But now there's so many things that do auto fires and electro leaps.
Yes,
it's just really bad.
Getting automatically set on fire.
Right, just
gets past immunity to blast.
AoE fires is hell for that list.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you want to borrow it, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like one of the things that I thought of.
I have a current list I need to test.
Since I had accidentally found myself in a Merc army because I've split myself in two War Machine factions now, it seems like all the other factions, like it's very clear which ones you double up on and which ones you don't really double up on. But for mercenaries, it just seems like it's not something that's really apparent out there.
The answer is you don't, I guess.
Yeah, they just have a lot of characters. And then unless you're going to be doing like a pirate theme, then you may go double press gangers.
The Shay list I built does not. And I'm pretty sure it's the best one, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've played 100 and something games of Shay. And,
yeah.
You know, I qualified for the War Machine Weekend finals with him. So.
Yeah. I think even we agree that you probably shouldn't double up, but if you were going to double up, press gangers is probably the one that it would be best to do it with.
I still think aliens.
Well, they're not a unit.
See, and I'd never...
Or do you just mean like, any model slash unit?
The models, like, I knew that double colossals
would come Bart double galleon with spinies is fucking insane.
Yeah. But I didn't know if it was... I didn't think it was something I needed to do right away.
I would... you know what you should do as a merc player is buy multiple splatter boars.
Yeah, that's like Roshan Brine was the one that I was holding off on for the longest time, and now I already got one. I was just like, I'm just waiting for it to come out.
He's so good. Roshan Brine is really good.
I don't think you want to add beast to him because he's only Fury 3.
No, it's just to get that the
it's just the animus. Yeah. It's just the +2 damage on your galleon to really tilt it to 11.
You got Ragman already, though. Well,
that's two more. You're stacking all that shit. You got Ragman and Ayana and Holt and the Splatterbore animus. Now he's just like POW 30. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as overkill, Jim. You want your two initials to wreck another colossal.
Well, yeah, that's right. With two initials with that, you could probably just rock Mog. Just like, Meat Mountain, boom. Drag Mog towards you.
Yeah, you can get to Mog with all that support in your army. And he's stuck on the mortars.
Somewhat more important, you're making your galleon immune to slag trolls and ravagors.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, being immune to slag trolls is actually a big deal.
You can
only make one thing immune to it, and that means...
Per casting, so two things, because Rorsch will do one and the Slag will do another. Or the Splatter, I mean.
One minion model, it has to be from the Splatter.
True. So his has to be minion. You're right, so only Rorsch is doing it.
So it's like, you're looking at, you know, losing a lot of stuff to him anyway.
That is a big thing, though. Like,
him being 33 hurts that stuff.
It does, but I think...
But he'll be dug in behind your Galleon with his one transfer still.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see how EE does against a Colossal that can't hurt. I think they would lose. I think that does it.
A lot of things lose against a Colossal that they literally can't hurt.
But, like, this is... EE can quite literally can do very little to it. Like, some other armies, you're like, well, it might be hard, but I've got some heavy hitters. Like, Circle can do it. It just might take them a little bit of effort. But, like, with EE, if they don't have the Slag Trolls on the feet turn doing that damage, they're relying on Pow 15, 16 at best.
Yeah.
On a Fury 3 Warbeast, and that means you have to get your stone close enough to where you're in, where you have the aura up on the troll that's fighting the Galleon. I think EE just can't beat it.
Maybe. But, I mean, again, it's like, how many matchups are you sacrificing for that one? I just don't think Roshan Bryan's going to be very strong.
Expensive module, yeah.
But. It is expensive, but you know, it's kind of like the junior, bringing junior, it's 9 points, and it's more than nine, it'll be 14 points. It'll be 14 points. Mm-hmm. So it is really fucking expensive.
And for Rorsch to not do anything, basically, in that matchup.
He won't do any, what you would have to do.
Brian not doing anything.
He won't do anything until extremely late game.
I think I think if you could take the character beast off of them journeymans,
yeah,
and just put a regular beast on it, some of that stuff would add a lot of merit.
Yeah, if they were like a 3-point solo.
Yeah, minions hasn't gotten a lesser warlock, have they? Like the ones like how War Machine and the other Hordes faction.
The only one of those,
are the original ones. So
there's only one that's like that is the Shredder chick.
Well, no,
for
there's
Legion.
Trolls got Horgel too.
Trolls and Circle.
You never see him. And then Circle got Una.
Una, super.
Which
good.
Side of what made a noise?
And then it's the Beast Mistress for Legion.
Scorn didn't get anything, right?
Scorn got Zadesh. So they all got one except for minions. But Mercs got Gaston. So I don't know why they didn't
get
one.
You mean Signar got Gaston.
Basically, yeah. That's like so frustrating. That's the first reason why you buy a Galleon is if you have Signar hanging around, you just like insert a Galleon in my list.
The Galleon is still better than the Stormwolf.
Yeah.
Well, you can still abuse that with the Mercs can abuse that as well because they bring Gaston in a dwarf list. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people like the Durgan with a Galleon and an Earthbreaker.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the lists I really wanted to try out.
Yeah, the Durgalion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fire Group plus Durgan, what he does for the Earthbreakers.
And you only have one tune-up anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my big quandary for the week was what to double up on.
The answer is like, nothing except Colossals.
There's an answer. There's at least one of the units you double up on if you are playing Texel and Texas.
Well, yeah,
the guys but sure.
Other than that's
the one you're doubling up on.
If you play Cephalix, you're double up on a lot of stuff.
That's, pretty much everything they have because it's the only way you can play. I mean, but Mindbenders, you almost want four units of those things.
Which are the ones that they pull a guy off? They can pull three guys off and make three sprays out of it.
That's Mindbenders. But they have with Adrenal Flood. I think those
the Mind Slavers are good too with Adrenal Flood.
Yeah, that's where.
Well, you have the Slavers, one Slavers, and then the Benders can Adrenal Flood the Slavers.
Yeah, because they can get a Drudge Grunt that doesn't have to specify their grunts, whereas like some of the other ones are.
So I mean, there's the answer, I guess. If I was looking at Mercs, I'd be the thing.
If
I'd
you play, yeah,
that was a fascinating tale of War Machine. Thank God it's over.
Wah, wah. So in Fallout 4.
All right, let's do Zappity Crumbles.
Yeah, oh my God, we're not done.
They're all going to be about Fallout
4. We're just only an hour.
They're all going to be about
an
Fallout 4.
We started at 6:30.
We started at 7. We were here at 6:30. There was a debacle.
Oh, yeah.
The Packers winning is not a debacle.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of course, we didn't watch the last 2 minutes.
Yeah,
they could have gone.
I heard the last 2 minutes. We're fine.
All right, so we're doing Zappity Grumbles.
That's what you said.
All right, we're doing them. Have all of you been enjoying Fallout 4?
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Fallout 4 for a little while.
Back when I started on
Zappity.
Oh.
I mean, we did talk about WoW for like 2 hours last week.
Yeah,
it was great because after the podcast, we talked about War Machine for like an hour and a half.
I know. I just like Keith like dangled that little tidbit out there where it's like, if you guys don't have anything to say, I'm going to talk about War Machine. And it was like everybody just started throwing like every shit topic they could think of just to bury that thing.
Yeah,
Keith doesn't like talking about War Machine.
He started it.
He has the professional podcast where he talks about War Machine with professionals.
He was just baiting us into finding a topic.
He is a member of that cool
of that
team.
Isn't cool Kids Club?
Isn't he part of the Asgard Gaming Group? I forget what it's called.
I don't think he is.
Astroglide.
Yep.
Zappity. Crumble. Have any of you watched Jessica Jones yet?
Yes.
What is Jessica Jones?
It's a new show.
It's an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff in like the 40s.
Is it Agent Carter?
That's the one with the lady who starts out.
Isn't that
like,
it? No!
Like the red hatch kind of looks like Carmen Jones.
It's not Agent Carter.
It's not Agent Carter.
It's another superhero thing on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wrong.
It's set in the same.
It's got, what's her name? What actress's name?
I can't. You like her? Kristen Ritter.
Jennifer Lopez?
No.
It's got Kristen Ritter in it.
Kristen Ritter is the.
Oh, yeah.
You know whose name I've been trying to remember all day? Who is that one chick that Brad Pitt left?
Angelina Jolie.
No, the one he left.
Ron Swanson.
Jennifer Lawrence. Thank you. It's Jennifer Lawrence, Brian. Not Jennifer Lopez.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Ron Swanson.
What the fuck was her name for real? Aniston.
Jeez.
I couldn't remember all day. And then I went through the cast of Friends, and she was the only one whose name I couldn't remember.
Zappity.
I remember Joey Lawrence, but not her.
Joey Lawrence.
He was in it. That's why he had the spinoff, Joey.
Joey and Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, brother and sister. They were in France.
Zap. This is our 3-year anniversary.
But ironically, they didn't play brothers.
just hanging it up.
7 podcasts because this is 1 through 7.
Yeah, we have 6 more to go at.
So, to properly explain the show for Jessica Jones, it's another character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, it takes place in that.
Is she human?
Yeah.
Is she like an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Is she a reporter with gumption?
No, she's like a private eye.
Ah, with gumption?
Is she a wizard private
eye? She's like a hot chick who's a PI who's strong.
So not a wizard private
not
eye.
A
Yesterday,
wizard.
Raylene was watching the Dresden kind of TV show. Problems.
When I first heard you were watching Jessica Jones, the first thing that went to my head was like, Brian has hit the bottom of the barrel of Netflix because now he's watching Jenny Jones.
Jenny
Jones.
I thought it was like a fighter.
No, it's just a new Marvel thing. It's interesting. Well, and I like the guy who played the bad guy, and it's David Tennant.
David Tennant is good.
And he's very in general. Creepy in this.
What is his character?
Rapist McGee.
so he doesn't actually have.
Ironically, he doesn't rape anyone. That's just his parents had an interesting naming convention.
his name is Kilgrave.
I mean, whose parent name
sounds
is
really familiar?
But he's someone who raised him white.
Yeah.
Right, not white.
White.
A little of both.
Are we back at the
house? Zappity.
Gumbo.
What are you tips for this cricket season?
Don't watch cricket. It's terrible.
Done.
Is there a Royals in cricket? Because I like watching the Kansas City.
Don't they
Royals.
Use bats in cricket?
Is there a cricket?
They
City
use paddles.
Royals?
Let me see. I think
they use like flat bats.
Flat bats.
If you're Australian, feel free to bowl underhand. Am I right, English people? That's the only thing I know about cricket is that there was once like a big deal where the Australians bowled underhand and it was bullshit. Tort'll chime in soon enough.
Hopefully with an epic troll of Nate.
Yeah. No, it's like a thing. Like it was like it was kind of like the version of running out the clock by only running the ball towards the end of the game where it's like takes all the challenge out of it for the opponent but the Australians instead of throwing the ball. Imagine in baseball if you could literally roll the baseball to home plate.
Oh, so they're just like and there's a timer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious. So it's like you're not gonna hit the ball. Like I'll walk you eventually. And so they were just rolling the ball along the ground and I think the Australians did it and so the British hate the Australians forever now because of it.
5 days to play a game that ends in a tie.
Yeah, fuck cricket. Like, seriously. There's a lot of things that British colonialism did wrong for the world, and introducing cricket to half of it was the main thing.
And soccer.
No, like, I'm okay with the whole getting the Chinese hooked on a narcotic so that you could abuse their finances. That's all right, you know, but cricket's
on,
terrible. It's unconscionable.
What kind of monsters?
Grumble.
Speaking of monsters, your favorite Roman emperor?
Mark Antony.
He was awesome in that show.
Yeah.
He was fucking awesome in Rome.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. Question for Nathan. How many slots will the U.S. get at the WTC? Seven. You can guess who's that one.
Good job. If we don't get three, that asshole on the main boards is going to have my hide.
17.
Fuck.
No, we're just going to have the entire thing just be teams from the U.S. Everyone else.
Yeah.
If the other teams can kind of just have to watch.
If America doesn't have a third team in the World Team Championship 2 years from now, I will be shocked.
I hope Australia goes and gets second.
Sure. I'll allow it.
Zavity.
Yep.
Criminal. So a couple quick yes or no's, or one thing or the other. Eggnog or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Eggnog.
I'll go eggnog, actually.
I think eggnog.
Eggnog.
They're both pretty damn good.
Eggnog
does have a different taste to it.
Eggnog really shakes.
McDonald's eggnog shakes.
Saddest I've ever seen Brian is when we went on a road trip to get an eggnog shake and that McDonald's didn't have them anymore. Like, we were playing board games at his place and he's like, I want an eggnog shake. So we loaded in the car, drove there, and they're like, sorry, sir, we stopped serving those like yesterday.
We went there on the 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Christmas the Culver's in town here. We'll carry the mango coolers that are a summer only into like December for Andy.
Yeah. Yep. There's the one over by the Todd Drive.
Yeah, Todd that Drive one has them year round. They have everything year round. They're amazing.
That's a great Culver's. Vacation or airplane?
Airplane.
I like vacation.
Vacation.
Airplane.
Oh, you know what, though? I rewatched Airplane, and the Weasley little gay guy that like comes in and makes one-hand jokes.
Johnny's amazing.
When's the last time you watched Airplane? Like, Johnny, no. He's old. He gets old now.
No, he doesn't.
He's got like two good jokes, and the rest of the time you're just like, fuck off.
No. Where's vacation?
No. When he unplugs the lights for the whole damn runway.
Yeah.
No, Johnny's amazing.
Yeah. I'll go with the airplane still.
I will go with the airplane, but vacation is really, really good. It depends on which vacation. Are we talking about the Helms?
First one, obviously.
Ed Helms vacation?
No, we are not talking about the Ed Helms vacation.
Yes, we are.
Well, that airplane really fucking wins. I haven't seen that. The two airplanes average out to a much higher quality than the 13 vacations.
I still prefer the Christmas over all of them.
Christmas vacation is pretty awesome. And honestly, Vegas vacation is pretty good too. Come on, when he goes into that backwoods area for the gambling. Yeah. He's like, choose the number. Choose the hand behind my back.
What number am I thinking of? That was a good one. No.
I love that casino. That casino is amazing.
Show me your other hand. I love that.
That health secret is amazing.
All right, Zavity.
Grumble.
Minnesota or Michigan? Which is worse? Not which we would prefer.
Which is worse?
Minnesota is far worse.
Are we talking sports or just in general?
Nope, just in general.
In general. Which is worse? So Michigan has Detroit, which is terrible and terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and terrible. But none of that matters. Yeah. I mean, Michigan has all these terrible places, but none of that matters because Minnesota is the most god-awful place in the world. For no reason. I have no reason behind that. Just going to put it out there.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily disagree.
I know.
I mean, that's where lust lives, so it has to be pretty awful.
Yeah, true.
I haven't brought up lust in a while.
I didn't
hang with that guy enough. I had a warm weekend.
He was going to bring me a shirt, and then he didn't give it to me. True story.
Oh,
see, and he's from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Goddamn Minnesota.
Even when you get into lacrosse where it's like Minnesota light, it's still pretty shitty.
Minnesota does have the Spam Museum, though. The Spam Museum was fucking legit.
They have like Mall of America and...
They have attractions, but they're filled with Minnesotans.
That is also true.
So, sorry, Minnesota, I hate you.
They have the accent that like kind of gets transposed over to all of Wisconsin, even though it's only like northern Wisconsin, you know, like the hey there, A or whatever.
Well, yeah, Minnesota Nice. Minnesota Nice is what it's called.
Yeah.
And it originates, like, that term came from a movie that takes place in North Dakota. So why did they take a movie in North Dakota and name it Minnesota Nice?
I think that accent came from the Ubers, because they got strong.
Yeah.
I think it came from the Ubers, went through Wisconsin and over to Minnesota, and now they're taking credit for another invention that was Michigan's. That proves Michigan's better than Minnesota.
Okay, yeah.
But why the fuck is it the Ube, Wisconsin?
The UP should definitely be Wisconsin. Although... It would not be a help to our economy because they have none.
Exactly, yeah. They would probably be, like, petitioning for it.
We got trees there, hey?
And then we'd be Canada adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already are through Superior. We have a border with Canada in the middle of Lake Superior somewhere.
Well, yeah, but not, like, on land.
It's true.
Yeah, we can't smuggle don't think Canadian through... whiskey.
You just gotta have a boat.
It gets really skinny there where Superior meets Michigan. You could drive over there if you're, like, really just gun it.
I canoed it.
You were drive, nude?
I canoed.
You drive from the UP into Canada. They have a. You can drive right into it.
Can you? I thought
I have before.
Superior was above there.
I mean,
yeah, but yeah, over on the east, right? Like by Mackinac Island.
We went all the way to the tip of the glove of Michigan and north, and we were.
I hate this in podcast. Canada.
Zappity. Grumble. You don't like geography?
I'm going to get Jeremy here. He'll verify this for us.
Grumble. All right, Grumble. Any wish lists the next year you'd like to see in the Hobby Lounge? Well, more tables for me. There is not enough tables. We actually had to turn people away from going into the Hobby Lounge because we didn't have enough tables.
I'd like to see Sugar Fire Barbecue in there.
Yeah, they should just start catering instead of that shitty pizza place.
To be honest with you, that would actually be a really good idea to see if we can cater
that right pizza
there.
Place. At the pizza place was okay. The pizza place
in the hotel.
Things they brought to the hotel. I mean, that pizza places nearby was fine there, but man, that stuff they transferred over.
They brought Velveeta pizza, right?
Yeah,
Was that from the pizza place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like, Velveeta pizza. Not even. It was like a slice of American cheese, like the Kraft American cheese product on top of a tortilla.
That sounds pretty good.
It was an open-faced, generic Velveeta cheese slice.
While you guys were eating that, I was eating ribs and brisket at Sugar Fire.
It was really good.
The only bite I had of that pizza was because Katie bought it. She took a bite and she said, "Here, you can have this pizza." I took a bite and I gave it to somebody else.
I ate shark while I was at War Machine Weekend. That's it was good.
Shark is entirely flavorless, and so all it does is...
Sorry, go ahead.
Speaking culinarily, like shark literally is flavorless. There is no flavor to shark fin. So all you use it. Well, was it shark fin or the shark steak?
The steak.
Okay, because shark fin is entirely flavorless. So that might make it so entirely pointless that they are wiping out entire species just to get shark fin. Because there's no point. All it does is just hold the flavor. Like you can do the same thing just butter. With a spoon. Yeah.
Just get butter and put that whatever you want in butter instead of shark fin. Save the sharks. They're important.
I don't actually give a shit about things very often, but don't eat shark fin.
And don't recycle. I don't give a shit about anything. Don't do this.
You can recycle. I don't fucking care. It's terrible. You're destroying the earth by doing it, but I don't give a shit. Destroy the earth. It can go fuck itself. What's it ever done for me? But don't eat shark fin. It's entirely pointless. And it's wiping out species.
That's a very interesting take on the Hobby Lounge.
Mm-hmm. It is.
He brought up. I'm sorry. You ate shark?
It was. The shark was really good, but the barbecue was amazing. But in the Hobby Lounge, like,
where did you go? Sugar Fire, or did you go somewhere?
Yeah, because you drove with me there. You were in the back seat of my car.
Was I drunk that day?
You were drunk on Sugar Fire.
Was that Friday?
It was.
You had a pyramid of beers going on. I think you might have been drunk.
Yep.
Was he chili drunk?
I'm not the guy that got the booze banned from the floor, though. Yeah,
that's why people are so fucking dumb. I can't believe fucktards who drink that much. They had a good thing going, and next year they're going to complain because you know they're going to have some sort of like keep control of your drinking.
They're going to have to ban alcohol,
and people will be like, "Well, that's not fair." Well, maybe if you weren't so fucking drunk, having drinking games that were so fucking stupid,
The beer machine should have been canceled. Yeah, before it started.
You caused this. Anyone who complains about it, I'm just going to punch them in the fucking face.
There's going to be I don't know if I can say it, but I will anyway. But there's going to be regulations on alcohol next year.
Well, there's got to be.
I mean, it's basically because of the hotel and the way they have their liquor license that's the real reasoning behind it. Besides people getting drunk and being stupid. Well,
if they would have been, it wouldn't have got to the hotel's attention.
If they were puking and breaking bottles on the ground,
stupid birthday rules. You know how there's like beer machine where every time you boost your roll, they had a thing where you could drink to force re-rolls, so you could just go back and forth and all this really dumb shit. I'm sorry, when you do that much damage hotel, I mean maybe you should just
No, the game room was pretty wrecked. If it was more like controlled drinking instead of binge weekend, then I think it'd be all right.
I mean, but I was building a pyramid, but it was out of line of sight.
Yeah.
And I didn't puke anywhere, and I didn't break any bottles. So
I did have a pyramid going on the table. My Kirkland beer, which was shitty and terrible.
I was drinking CBRs.
I didn't know they had any regulations around it. I mean, it wasn't made apparent to me.
I don't think they would have if it hadn't been.
They had a call. They had a call. Every hotel has it. They just had to call it out.
Right.
Yeah. They did actually have where you're not supposed to be bringing in alcohol from outside, basically.
And normally they have every hotel has the rule, but normally they just don't really care. Like that's their official rule to cover their ass. So that
becomes such a fiasco that they have to care.
Your rooms, I think it, where it was your rooms or some other place you can have alcohol. The that's lobby, just fine. Yeah. Yeah. But it was more of in all the conference areas, whereas it's under their own liquor license. Yeah. It's an issue.
Okay, it would have been fine if they, you know, at some points that things looked like a scene out of Animal House. It's just like, you know, I'm drinking beers and having fun as much as the rest of you guys, but holy shit.
Yeah, if you
tone it back.
That was, I did see somebody offer up a game of beer machine and the guy could, it was like maybe 2 o'clock and he could barely walk. I'm like, okay, this is a problem.
Yeah, I think that's where that was the entirety of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll, yeah, so, yeah, people can't complain next year because we ruined it this year. They ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Zappity, probably.
That, yeah. Which had nothing to do with the Hobby Lounge.
Right.
No. Yeah.
There was, as far as I know.
Talking about beer pyramids, which are technically hobby.
So the hobby, yeah, there's your wish list for the Hobby Lounge next year. Don't get fucking hammered.
I did not complete my pyramid because I started with the 5 base instead of the 4, and I just couldn't do it.
Oh.
So,
Zappity.
Grumble.
Have any of you attended Board Game Geek Con?
No, it's in Texas, and it's supposed to be amazing, but it's in Texas.
It's something I would like to do eventually. It'd be cool.
You'd hate it.
Why would I hate it?
Andy loves Texas.
Board Game Geek Con, it's Board Game Geek Con, right?
So yes. It's all Euro games.
Yeah, it's
they
all,
don't play
it's,
any
yeah,
games.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, yeah.
You would more than likely.
I learned we would go there, and everybody would be playing Kalis, and you'd hate yourself and want to go home.
Then I can.
Well,
I
you.
Can
well, he hated because Jim was
mock
it.
Them.
You and me would have a time of our life.
Well, yeah.
I would go to Texas just to try their barbecue. Texas pit barbecue sauce is the best.
Well, and but other than barbecue, they do a lot with a ham in general, or swine, hog, whatever you want
to
call it.
I am tempted to fly to it one of these years, though, because it's a kind I can go to where I don't need to take anything with me, which is a very good benefit.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my problems for War Machine Weekend, is I brought one other person with me, and I could only fit 2 lists in my car because I brought a big ass cooler too.
Your 2 lists use like 14 models total.
Yeah, but I've modeled them so they're all this fucking tall, so I have to use a piece of foam that's this tall to fit those models in, and then I fit the rest in and I run out of room. I can only fit 2 lists. My 2 list pairing, I can only fit that Ruins and EE in that bag. The War Machine bag alone. Nothing else fits in.
I had the entire bed of my truck kept, so.
Yeah, maybe I should have just hit you up.
Yeah. So, next time.
I assume that Board Game Geek Con would be similar to, like, Origins.
Yeah.
But more. And I would want to go to Origins, so. I don't know. I think I would.
Origins is cool because, Origins has all sorts of things like buying and selling and all sorts of things. That one is more just.
I mean, I can handle a Euro game of 1 out of 7, yeah. So it'd probably not be for me.
Yeah. But. And I think, we're probably playing, I'd say 4 out of 7 is probably our average right now with Euro games. We're still going back and forth, but I'd say 4. A lot of it's because they're just quicker. Some ways, like I can get 2 games or something.
Yeah, a lot of American games are like 3 to 4 hours.
Which I love. I mean, right. I mean, on a certain days, it's just hard to schedule those.
Right.
Yep. All right. Zappity, grumble. What are your favorite Privateer Press board and card games?
That's a hilarious joke.
Is that Tort?
Well, the level 7 games were okay.
They're the
okay.
First level 7 game was interesting, and then after that, I just kind of like stopped paying
attention. Actually, Omega Protocol is much better than the first one.
If you're going to make a dungeon crawler game, don't make the dungeon the most boring thing in the world. End of rant.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a scenario generator. Have you played it yet?
No, because I look at the board and I'm like, I don't want to play that.
Okay.
I don't know the tile. I mean, the tiles could have been designed.
Interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a fucking break. You put that game up next to Shadows of Brimstone.
Or even Warmer, anything with tiles that look like they're neat. Like
they're very generic. Other, you tell me which one you want to play. You don't even have to fucking look at the other game's rules. Like, I'm not playing that one. This exists. Jesus Christ, Privateer. That's terrible. Sorry.
I can't disagree.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're very generic. I mean, the models for it are actually, well, they're just reprint
cool
versions of their regular models, which
they're
are
cool
nice.
Models, that's
so.
Nice, but.
Those tiles. And there's no reason for them to be generic, you know?
No,
put a couple skulls in a corner, you know? Add some little flavor stuff.
Well, like, I mean, it's always this little tiny thing instead of Shadows where it's this like big, beautiful dungeon.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it for me.
It's more of a scenario generator than it is a an actual dungeon.
Well, it's
crawl.
Like HeroScape. Not HeroScape. HeroQuest. Hero...
Yeah.
HeroQuest. Like HeroQuest, yeah, HeroQuest, where it was just that the regular board where you had to go to X room.
Well, HeroQuest actually had some neat dungeon layouts, though.
Well, the board was fine. It didn't even have tiles. HeroQuest was a finite board. It was always the same, except you sometimes put walls that blocked off hallways.
Yep. They had different things where some of them you'd go through a portal and it port you around. Me and my brother played all of those, I remember.
Yeah, but the rooms were always identical and in the identical spot. The only thing they could do in the scenarios is change the door locations.
Well,
yeah.
I think even HeroQuest from 30 years ago, piss poor shitty Milton Bradley release had a better board than what Privateer put out on their brand new release. That's disgraceful. I'm sorry to be negative, but Jesus fucking Christ.
I'd probably say the same thing about High Command. I really wanted it to be a good game, but it just didn't do it.
It had better art.
Everyone has agreed that every release has made High Command better, mm-hmm. but it was too late.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is the game kind of started out as crap first off, and then these release... Like, how many releases do I have to buy to enjoy the game that I bought the first
time? There was a much better version of High Command. What is it?
Well, they even said just if manager. You don't have it now, just
that's
buy.
Oh yeah, that's it. Blood Bowl team.
I couldn't tell if I couldn't tell if you were setting me up for that one or if you were going to throw it out there.
I don't remember enough about High Command to remember what it was like.
All right, it was enough. Like Blood Bowl Team Manager.
Holy shit.
It was like Blood Bowl Team Manager, where you didn't have to bother to win the matches because all you did was hire the best freebooters and win off of
and
their value.
Get the VPs at the end. That was miserable.
But the thing is, like, with High Command, if you don't own any High Command, supposedly if you buy any of the newer starter boxes, like the Faith and Fortune or whatever, those are a good game out of the box.
Okay.
It's just the original starter box is bad.
Mm-hmm. To be fair,
That's what I've heard. I haven't played any of the newer stuff. I want to caveat that.
I've heard they improve upon what it was.
But do they ever get better than Blood Bowl Team Manager?
Probably not. Not many things can be better than Blood Bowl Team Manager.
Yeah.
Well, deck building games are kind of an interesting thing. There's so many established good games.
Yeah.
So to come into that market, you can't be average.
I feel like that's what Privateer keeps doing, is they keep making an average game and throwing their IP on it and hoping that their IP will sell this average game, and that's just not the way to do.
Stuff like Bodgermania and Heap that are both... terrible games, like.
But they're unique.
Heap is 75% good.
Heap is like you're playing Heap and you're like, this is fun. Yes, it absolutely is. You're having it's too late. Then it's like you're eating this bowl of spaghetti and you're enjoying it, and then at a certain point the noodles spool off and you realize that underneath it the whole time was just shit, rancid steaming shit, and you're like, oh my god, all the spaghetti I've been eating was tainted with shit, and then you have to finish the plate and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and it's so fucking inexcusable how bad the final pileup rules are.
Yeah, the overall game is actually a lot of fun leading up to that pileup, and then that pileup starts, and you're just like, okay, let's flip a coin.
Somebody just wanted to bring the hate out of us. What was that?
Infernal Contraption is actually a fun game. I like Infernal Contraption, and I think it's a pretty legit. Okay, yeah. You know, it's legit.
It's a little unwieldy, but it's a good game. I like Infernal Contraption.
It's kind of like Robo Rally, where your machine goes and does something.
Yeah. And the other one, I actually really like, I wouldn't use the goofy rules, although maybe I would with kids, but with how you talk and everything. But as a co-op game, Zombies Keep Out is fairly solid.
I'll say that's the one exception, is that Zombies Keep Out is actually a decent game for like a quick casual deal.
Zombies Keep Out and Infernal Contraption are the two games that if I had no interest in Privateer Press, was not a fanboy at all, I would probably legitimately have those and play them occasionally with people.
Well, and I think what Privateer Press tries to do, and this is just me like spitballing, but I think they try to use a lot of their board games to springboard people who are already interested in those type of games into the mini game eventually. Like if a deck builder starts playing High Command, their expected end result is to at some point play War Machine.
I think it's the opposite.
They're trying to get people that are into board games to buy their IP version of those games, and they do such a bad job of making them.
Oh, I'm thinking it's even opposite of that. I think they're trying to get the people who play their games of War Machine to expand out and buy those games.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Because they can put Infernal Contraption on a shelf in Barnes & Noble and people will buy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. People have no knowledge of their stuff, but that's what it is. They're trying to get us to buy card games.
Then I kind of feel like I get hoodwinked at that point because like for buying the $50 box of High Command, it is not a good game when I got it. So I never wanted to buy any of the other
games. Correct. Absolutely a terrible business practice in my mind too.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually their best other game is Monsterpocalypse. Hands down.
That's the one I fucking loved Monsterpocalypse.
Hands down the best thing.
It's interesting because
I think it's
like,
almost better than War Machine in some ways.
I mean, you can find it, but it's always like, I think Mini Market has like this massive sale on Privateer Press board games where like you can get the Monster Apocalypse stuff for dirt cheap.
I still have four whole factions, two whole agendas, and I will keep those forever because I love that game. And if somebody's like, "Let's play Monpoc," I'll play Monpoc. I also have the Voltron one with the gold Voltron. I got the gold Voltron.
I think that if they made a Mark II of that game, it'd be better than Mark II War Machine.
Yeah.
Maybe we could say that. But, I mean, their first try at it had some problem.
They had a couple of bad...
Only one, I think. Megazor Maxim.
Was the only really broken one.
Yeah, Megazor Maxim was broken as fuck. Like, if there was going to be a ban
list... Was it Mega? I think it was just regular Ultra Zor Maxim.
Was it Ultra Maxim? Whichever one had basically stealth... He basically had stealth, strafe, beat back, snipe, and sprint. It's the equivalent of having that.
Sprint with a ranged weapon was fucking broken.
Sprint with a ranged weapon, and it had beat back as well.
So you could just never, ever get close.
And he had basically stealth, because he had the reduced range against him.
That whole game was like taking monsters and throwing them into buildings and shit like that. So when you have some guy that just completely pwns you at range, it's garbage.
As long as nobody ever played him, I flat out love Monster Apocalypse.
Some of the Cthulhu guys would get a little bit, but it's overall.
But those
you can
still pick up and throw into a building. Yep. They weren't doing their thing from a million miles.
You couldn't throw my mothership, bitch.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh God. So yeah, Nate and I decided we're going to try to record a couple games of Monster Apocalypse, and then Nathan proceeded to just. I'm going to use the term, rape me.
I remember being there, and I walk over to the table, and not having played a game in like 2 years, just looking down at what you two were playing, just walking away. I'm like, Andy is not going to, this is never going to be put onto the internet.
It was not put onto the internet.
It was recorded. It was very nicely recorded, too.
Although I did, after the fight, I remember that you couldn't, it's rust, you know, because the big thing that I had is that the mothership is immune to power attacks.
Yep.
But she's only, it's not that she's immune to power attacks. You can't declare power attacks if you're next to her. So you can slam that bitch as long as you start like five spaces away.
Oh, because
you just build up momentum and then you get closer. She's like, no power attacks. And you just hit her through four.
Yeah, like a Mark II Monster Apocalypse would be huge because there's a lot of communities that like that game.
Yeah.
That was the one game that we went to comic book stores and played in like little events. We went to places that didn't support anything else from Privateer Press.
Yeah.
And they loved that fucking game. That game was big, and at least around here. And little shops, even little shops like an hour away, we would drive to.
And it was a great mechanic, balancing having to buy the troops versus powering up your monster.
The moving the stuff back. And you get gimmicky, like, you know, you only had to use one white die, so if you had enough boost dice, you could just use one die actions for your monster.
The different maps were cool. Each player brought their own buildings, which was cool. It was a great game.
What I'm really surprised that we hear rumors about what happened with the IP of that. Ignoring that game system, they should have ported that into something else. Well, they should have made like a War Machine Light,
like,
maybe.
Well, we're not going to call it Monpoc, but we're just going to.
I felt
it
they
else.
Took some of that in I felt they took some of that into their level 7 Omega protocols because you were managing the resources of the
big one that
they
is direct.
Just re-released it with a different IP.
Yeah, the two pools where you move the dice directly back and forth between the two pools. That's how grind works.
Oh yeah, that is true.
That exact mechanic is how grind works. And grind was an abysmal failure.
Reskin it as War Machine epic.
That's only. I mean, that it is possible that the reason it failed isn't the IP issue with the movie. It could have just not sold well. I mean, although we hear about it being popular places, but I don't know what the overhead cost for that is. I don't know. Being popular doesn't necessarily make you profitable.
Yeah, I mean,
true.
It is possible that it just was not profitable and they just killed it.
But they were so...
Because they were gung-ho all the way to the end. They were doing the DMZ with the non-random packs.
If it was just not selling, someone would have said something. Because they're still tight-lipped over it.
It was still this guarded
secret that they refuse to talk about.
It was sudden. They were in the middle of revamping it. They were in the middle of the second wave.
Yeah, the new wave.
The worst part about that is they never even released they won't the talk fucking about it. Movie.
It was like a third or fourth wave. They were farther.
They're in five. There was Big Japan.
They never even released
Big in Japan
movie.
Was their last
wave.
Yeah,
that's the worst part of the whole.
Because they had it was so that was like wave five, and they did like three waves per big thing, right? Yeah. Like this was the second wave in the second. Well, because
Japan,
you know, they had the
second sub expansion,
right? Because like they had looking at my guys, they had the dinosaurs and the UFOs, and they did three chunks, and then they switched to the fish and the monkeys, and they had two. They were going to do like there were three sub releases within
Correct.
Each major
Correct.
Cycle.
Yep. So yeah, four and five were just the for the second wave.
By Hollywood.
That's my guess, because nothing else makes sense to be just so sudden, and they won't talk about it.
They won't say anything. And you figure, I agree with Brian, that they would have said something like, oh, it just didn't sell. And that would be an easy answer for a lot of people.
Everyone knows when you go to a con, sometimes little things slip. Drunk employees say little things. But even whatever happened with that still didn't come out because of anything. So there's whatever that was locked down.
Yeah, they got lawyer fucked. Yeah, Hollywood's going to have way better lawyers than Privateer Press.
Now I just want to play Monpoc.
Yeah,
I have it all downstairs.
Yeah. Monpoc. Oh, I had, man. Zappity. I made a lot of money off that game. So
yeah.
So that's our favorite
Starship Troopers.
Yeah. I guess Private Trooper, that is a board game in a sense, because it
kinda,
is specifically on a board.
Yeah. It fits the board game.
So where are all the Zappity Grubbles gone? We answering them. And so last question is from Adam. Asks, what do you think about Into the Badlands?
I haven't watched it yet.
What is that?
It's a new show. It's Kung Fu.
It's a Kung Fu where guns have been outlawed, so there's no guns at all, but just all...
The Republicans.
One guy have a revolver?
It's the Republicans' worst fear. Guns have been outlawed. Yeah. And then we're after World War III.
I love
there was Syrian refugees there.
There was one Republican like representative or something that said that we shouldn't allow Syrian refugees here because it'll be too easy for them to get guns.
God, really?
Yeah.
There's 1,000 quotes you can say about the Syrian. It's so amazing. It's like it's fascinating to watch people.
I'd like to see Holocaust versus Syrian refugee. Crossover. Is this one Holocaust or Syrian refugee? And make you guess.
Well, they had that article. It was basically in 1938 when a bunch of Jews had come to escape Germany.
And we didn't want them there.
And we shipped them back.
Like I said, we don't want immigrants. We say we do. If they
our grandparents immigrated, but those were the last immigrants that should have been allowed in. Yeah. Nobody after that.
Yeah, we're full now. Get the fuck out.
And yet everybody turns a blind eye to Mexicans building all your buildings and picking all your food.
Yep.
You know?
Well, they're always stealing our jobs. Of course, who else do we got?
Yeah, 30 years ago, they were stealing our jobs. Now nobody says anything about it, really.
I saw a thing that was Schrodinger's Mexican.
Yep, I saw that
which
one.
Is, they steal your job and leech off of welfare. Yeah. they can't be doing both, you racist fuck.
Yeah, those guys definitely came to this country to work, and they work.
Oh, my God. So, Torch gave us more, and he's yelling at me on there.
All right, no more politics. Let's zoom through Torch shit.
He is sort of yelling. Yeah. I can talk about the Syrian refugees all day. It's fascinating to me.
It's amazing.
Just watching people.
Just the hypocrite.
This is people that, I mean, I think that if you like tried to divide us into party lines, I think this podcast would be like a 50-50.
Yeah, we're pretty.
Yeah.
So this is not us being like, oh, Madison liberal or whatever you want to think.
This is us being fucking human beings.
Yeah, being humans.
My favorite thing is that Republicans, like, we cannot take refugees because we must take care of our vets. And, of course, they all voted against
the vets. Exactly.
And they just all voted against the vet bill. And they're like, okay, you...
I know. That's the most ridiculous
thing. You know, we can see what you're doing, people. It's like, it's not a secret.
It's, yeah.
A national politics.
But it still works.
It still works. It actually is getting something. I'm feeling like actual pain when I look at it too much.
It's,
when I go play Fallout, I feel better.
You know, I really do try to make it
people.
Whatever my friends' political beliefs or values they have, whatever that is, I try not to think of them as a lesser person because of those. Like, it's just an opinion they have. But with this whole Syrian thing, it's really hard to not just slap them in the face and say, you are just balls retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's go through these.
But one of them might be bad someday.
Yeah. Yes. I like the quote about Iowa when they were talking about Syrian refugees that have killed people in Iowa, which is zero. And how many people the governor's son has killed, which is two.
I mean, I just think that
he's not a Syrian refugee.
You know, this is mostly coming from people that identify as Christians. I think they should go read what Jesus said about other nationalities.
They're making the Thanksgiving references, which are pretty. The Thanksgiving memes are pretty funny, which has been good timing. Even the two Muslims for not being let in for the whole Christian Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Is pretty hilarious. Refugees. Oh,
cherry picking religions is so stupid.
On a lighter, unrelated note, the fun of this. I just got a notification that one of my Twitter accounts started following the other Twitter account. And it's like, do you want to follow back? I'm like, yes, I want to follow back. And then 10 seconds later, I got an alert that my other Twitter account was following my first Twitter account. And I checked it. Like, I actually pulled it out to check it. So yeah. Two of my Twitter accounts are following each other now. Yeah.
I just clicked it.
Yeah. My cousin's wife, I made a Twitter just to camp it, just to make sure nobody grabbed it. I got the Twitter account and I got the Facebook page for the America's Team Championship. Mm-hmm. And I got the Twitter one, and literally like 2 minutes later, my cousin's wife was following it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, woman.
All right. Now we're running late.
Oh my God, I have to go play Fallout.
What are your thoughts on the pink ball and all and day nighter test? What?
The pink ball and don't night and test.
No, hold on. It said, what are your thoughts on the pink ball and day nighter test?
I think Dayman almost.
That's what it said.
The pink ball or day night or test.
His question says
the pink baller.
His question says specifically, what are the thoughts on the pink ball and day nighter test?
The pink ball in day night and
no and
the pink ball and day nighter test.
Yes. Jim had the right answer.
Yeah, Dayman almost always wins that matchup.
He is master of karate.
Regardless of what kind of color ball. Regardless of everyone. Color ball, Dayman probably going to win.
Dayman probably has pink balls.
Probably does have pink balls.
Zappity.
I have a hard time reading these.
He's Australian. He's probably drunk.
Yeah, drunk.
Tor does that just to try to make me pedantic.
All right.
Pandemic.
That's like the Muse tagline right there.
All right. Sean Marsh in the baggy green, worse than people who put whipped cream in an Eau Claire.
Yes. I'm going, yes, probably. I literally couldn't.
I know whipped cream in an Eau Claire. Like, that's not
Eclair right. Or Eau Claire? The city of Eau Claire or a donut they're
in Eau Claire? I said Eclair.
Fill the city with whipped cream.
I mean, I've heard and seen donuts with the foam in them, but I've never seen something branded in an Eau Claire with anything but the custard in it.
All I know is that because of the time difference, Tort's supposed to be at work right now, so if he's this drunk that these are his questions, he should be fired.
No, that's just called welcome to Australia,
I guess,
mate.
So.
They're drunk all day.
Yeah. Stan Marsh in Eau Claire is worse than whipped cream. I'm going, Sean yes.
Marsh.
Sean Marsh. Not even Stan Marsh. No. Who the fuck is Sean Marsh?
Sean Marsh in the baggy green. Worse than people who put whipped cream in an Eau Claire.
There was nothing worse than whipped cream in an Eau Claire.
Are these written for Jeremy? Would Jeremy understand these? We have to like text Jeremy these messages. Like
we should probably have Jeremy
be trying to make Nate pandemic.
I think this is like where he writes a sentence and runs it through seven languages in Google Translate and gets back to the first language. And I'm sticking with my answer of yes.
But... Oh, no, but these, I was looking at other questions in here from on Twitter, and they're not from Tort, and that's why they make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Sean Marsh, baggy green, eclair cream, Twitter. Yes.
Yeah.
Does anybody disagree?
No, I agree.
I agree completely.
I agree.
That's it?
Yep. Zappity, crumble. What pig list would you pair with Rickard's Lore Carver, Battle Boar, Splatter Boar, Spam List?
Jeopardy.
Always Nature of the Beast will be one of your lists, always.
Yeah. Zappity.
Nature of the Beast is the one with the little guys.
The Arcadius with two of everything and a shitload of the little guys.
I mean, doesn't that do the same thing as that Carver list does?
Nature of the Beast is better at infantry control.
Even with the beatback on Carver's feet?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the rabbit beatbacking.
The Roadhog sprays are so nice, although I guess you're just crossing your fingers for drifts on the splatter boars.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, Nature of the Beast is so fucking good. I have a hard time not bringing it as one of my two lists.
Zappity.
Crumble. Are you playing Guild Ball yet?
No.
I mean, eventually I might check it out. But
Andy will follow the peer pressure. He'll buy it, play it once, and then just like Overwatch.
The thing to me about it is it's a tape measure in a Blood Bowl style game.
It seems weird, but a lot of people seem to like it.
It's the first miniatures version of soccer. Right, you know, and that's the thing. Blood Bowl is still a board game, and even Dread Ball is still a board game. This is the first one that is a miniatures one with a tape measure, so that's a niche.
That is my
as
one
soon as I quit War Machine completely, I'll give it a try.
It is at any given time I have a list. At any given time, I have a list of miniatures games that if Madison just stopped playing War Machine and Hordes, that is one of the ones I would move over to, and it's up there. It replaced Malifaux in my small skirmish ones. So right now it'd be Kings of War and Blood Bowl.
The fact you only need a total of like 8 players total for your team.
Although I do know that everybody I see on Facebook saying, I'm going to play Guild Ball now, every goddamn one of them claims they're playing Alchemists.
I thought it would have been the Brewers for sure.
I have no idea, but everything anyway, I fucking see is Alchemists all over my Facebook. All
right, Debbie.
Grumble.
Major Tusk, would you host a painting stream on Twitch? The funny part about that statement is I would have to paint.
Yes. Ooh,
I could host a show on Twitch where I talk about painting.
You would validly host a assembly stream. You can show people how to paint and everything, but you'd talk about how you're going to paint them.
What have you done last? Paint or play War Machine?
I played War Machine. I think last,
it was. Yeah. Oh yeah, because you play in Madison.
Yeah, I play
paint or WoW
sometimes. Oh, WoW? No, WoW it was done about 5 hours ago when I had to move my computer up here.
If you wanted to do a cool painting thing someday, I would be interested in being there as a moral support.
We could do painting with Brian's on Sunday night.
Yeah, exactly.
That's let's continue to burn that bridge. It's already in the river, and you're like, it's not burning. Let's dump some nitro on it.
If there's one thing we're good at, it's taking something and going down another level.
Let's drain the river and then set the bridge on fire.
Yeah. What will burn underwater? Get me a crate of that.
You can do it.
Napalm?
Yeah. You want to napalm the rubble.
No, painting with Brian. He'll just paint his new Menotherm. He's
exactly. Painting with Ben off Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even call him that.
It'd still be Troll Brian. It'd be Troll Brian painting Menoth.
Yeah, Troll Brian painting
Menoth. We'll have special... We'll Skype in special guests.
Tortoise actually said it's just a picture. It's just a stream of Andy procrastinating, getting a snack, playing video games.
Yeah, that should be
that'd be a good Twitch.
Painting with Major Tusk, and it's just you playing WoW.
Well, you can have a bottle of paint next to you.
Have the stuff on your TV tray. There will be a Blood Bowl team that you need to paint for the Chaos Cup
3 years
ago. Just sitting there while you play WoW.
I'll have one camera that'll be a picture-in-picture of looking at the paint tray, and then the other camera of me just playing WoW.
It won't be the game. It'll be of you playing.
There's
no way you see WoW.
Yeah.
It's that camera pointed at you in your chair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could set up a little thing to dip, and then every now and again you accidentally, you're dipping your minis, but then accidentally dip a Dorito.
He cannot touch the minis. There's a third picture-in-picture, which is a close-up of the calendar with the Chaos Cup getting closer and closer.
I'm no longer doing commissions for the Chaos Cup. Yeah. Not because of that.
That's the amazing thing. He always got them done on time. He would have 7 years to paint them, and he'd paint them all 4 hours before he left to go to the Chaos
they were
Cup.
Always
he'd hold them out the window so they dry on the car right now.
They were always done on time because they never, the winner, because you'd paint up the winner's team.
Yeah.
They'd say, I want this team painted. You'd paint it. They would get it in 2 to 3 years later, and they always thought it was okay. That's what always fascinated me.
No. The Chaos Cup teams, I always got to them on time.
Well, that's true because Marshall painted the last couple.
No.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Yeah, now we're having a party.
This is what I call pod racing.
I'm going to fart.
I don't know where that came from.
That's what I call.
You know, reminds I have to. I have a
complaint. Was that the last question?
I need to complain about one thing real quick. I am sick of people over analyzing things. People have already had these really in depth analyzing of the new Star Wars trailer. Based on the Star Wars trailer, we spent 45 minutes analyzing, and actually, it's going to be bad now because of all this. And I'm going to go see with an open mind, but I'm pretty confident it's going to suck. And when they tell me the day after it sucked, I'm going to punch them so fucking hard in the balls. I'm just going to have an erection so goddamn huge, just as I punch them in the fucking balls when they tell me it's bad the next day. Because they've already decided it's bad because they've watched 45-minute analysis of the
trailers. Now, about people who nitpick every frame to figure out plot points and stuff, but don't judge whether it's good or bad?
He's got an ancient design on his lightsaber. They get pretty crazy.
Well, the one I saw, fuck you, spoilers maybe, but they show that that ice planet in the trailers, in two of the frames you can see a trench in the snow that's perfectly symmetrical. So they're that's the Death Star trenches, so what probably is the case is that the ice planet is the Death Star covered in fake planet ice.
Spoiler alert, jeez.
But maybe that not.
Right.
The whole Chewbacca.
Hey, speaking of people nitpicking stuff to death,
but does that bug you?
The Iskar guys on the forums that not one Crix player played Iskar in the finals of War Machine Weekend.
And Haley 2 lost, so Nigel is right. She's unplayable.
She came into second place, so she's obviously still the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But it's just people who have to just all this.
They prejudge, but claim they're not prejudging. It's the hypocrisy that's going to be the annoying thing.
And maybe it'll be good, maybe bad. I'm honestly to the point where I'm just going to go watch a movie.
I hope it's better than Spectre.
Well, I mean, if something happens, it will be.
Sometimes I just stare into space.
Other people like those other Bond movies. Like, I knew I wouldn't want to go and see that.
I still love Casino Royale.
I like
Casino Royale is really good.
And
the next two, nothing happens. Now, apparently, the next three, nothing happens. I felt like. Oh, God.
Say what you want about Quantum of Solace, but saying nothing happens is untrue.
I think things happen. I just didn't like the things that happened.
And that's fine, but it's.
But Spectre, literally just nothing happened. You're just like. Did they start the movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, Nathan, you're doing a lot of.
Oh, sorry.
We're all very, very energetic. I can't.
Fucking it.
We're all chopping parsley over here.
But anyway, I had to complain about that because it's been bugging me more and more lately. People are already prejudging it based on. It's like, don't.
But Chewbacca's name doesn't make sense, Brian.
Well, that's exactly. that's like a silly obnoxious thing versus like that level of obnoxious. There's different tiers.
I feel like the Chewbacca name thing is just like the whole like. Who's the real one in the Matrix thing that you were complaining about a week ago or so? Probably what? 3 weeks ago.
What?
The thing where, like, you try to go on these, like, weird tangents of, like...
All I know is that Chewbacca's parents can't have named him Chewbacca because they can't say Chewbacca.
Exactly. Like I said,
yeah,
it
that was
like
obviously Han Solo's name of him or whatever.
Yeah, that's his slave name.
Right. Yeah, that's a slave name. That's probably true.
The only other thing I can possibly think is...
His name is...
Now, this is going to be wrong/slightly racist, but, you know, like, when a Japanese person has a name like, you know, Quan Jing or whatever, and it translates to Lotus Blossom, so it's kind of the equivalent of Chewbacca is maybe some plant that's on Ketchik, and his name is... But it refers, it translates to Chewbacca, and so Han's just calling him that.
Now, clearly, the name you just said couldn't have been Japanese. It would have had to been Chinese.
Possibly. How long is a Chinese name?
How long is a Chinese
name? I got it! I cracked that one's code.
Yay! I told that joke 3 times at Overseas Weekend and nobody laughed. I was like, how long is a Chinese name?
Well, they was that out of the blue, though?
I told a really terrible joke in one of our board games. I don't even remember it.
I remember it. Zappity.
We were in St. Louis. That reminds me of
one of those. Oh, man, I forgot to tell my amazing St. Louis Waffle House story. I'll have to save that for next time.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Well, I've got a recommendation.
I did.
Let's go to recommendations.
Recommendations.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I'm going to tell my one joke.
Okay, do it.
It's based on the one that you didn't tell.
Frayed Knot.
No.
Space 3. Who Frayed Knotted you recently?
Oh, I don't fucking remember. Oh, was it Jordan? It was somebody, but they Frayed Knotted the fuck out of me. Yeah. I called him Glenn, and they didn't understand it. But I saw a thing online where somebody said that in honor of Terminator Genesis, they rewatched it, and like, there's a lot of unrealistic stuff, but the one thing that they got right was in Terminator 2 when the LAPD gunned down an unarmed black man. It's funny because it's terrible.
So my recommendation is Waffle House specific.
Yeah.
Get the regular ham, not the country ham.
Well, I'll say go to Waffle House.
Sure.
Everything else there was good.
Yeah, the country ham tastes like boar piss. So the regular ham tastes like ham, so that's a pretty clear choice. Waffle House, regular ham, not country ham.
We stopped.
Don't pay the extra dollar.
On the way out.
Do not pay the extra dollar to make your ham unedible.
We ate there on the way out on Sunday. So good.
Well, I wonder if it was it something they did to treat the meat.
Well, after I did it, I was like, yeah, I didn't really like that ham. And they're like, yeah, almost nobody likes the country ham.
Well, I think I know the big difference in like the different meats that you get in the South.
It tastes really gamey.
That's the thing is if you get boars that are like wild boars that are hunted, they eat fucking everything. So like instead of these like Wisconsin pigs where you're like they're farm fed, they're fed good things, so they taste good. These wild boars are eating diapers and oil cans. That's the fucking meat you're eating,
right?
And it's gross because
I'm sure that's what they meant by country ham versus city
exactly
ham.
Yeah,
and so yeah
good diaper ham.
That tastes like diaper ham. That was a bad choice on my part.
Diaper ham
would have informed me that hey, diaper ham's not gonna be eatable.
It was funny when you were paying and she's like, yeah, nobody likes it. Oh, like man. You'd think the waiter would have told you that.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you very much.
However, the Waffle House and the other bummer about Waffle House, you got to stop at McDonald's first and scoop up butter.
Yeah, they serve margarine.
Waffle House serves margarine, which is god awful disgusting.
And illegal in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah, in Wisconsin.
I brought some of the honey butter with me from Sugar Fire to that place. Honey butter from Sugar Fire on waffles.
Honey butter should be a controlled substance. I make it at home sometimes.
They were handing it out like crazy. It was like, oh, you got something that doesn't need butter? Here, honey. Have some butter.
You know what? Yeah. I just finished a jar of salsa yesterday, and I cleaned the jar in the dishwasher because it's a perfectly good jar. Why would you throw it away? I think I'm going to go home and make a pound of honey butter.
Seems like a good
idea. What the fuck is honey butter?
It's butter with honey in it.
I've just been using. I've been eating honey lately for the first time, and I've been enjoying. I've been putting it on different things. So
it's a whole.
I have like eight different varieties of honey at home, like from different. You know, I have clover honey and buckwheat honey, and I have all this different stuff. No. Yeah,
you're getting a certain flower of honey when you buy
it. Basic honey is clover honey. If it just says honey, it's usually clover honey because that's what the apiaries use for the bees. But you can get it, depending on the flower that they get the pollen from, the honey tastes different.
Just don't get the country honey.
I'm going to enjoy any kind of country whatever.
Buckwheat honey is almost like molasses. It's so thick and dark. And then orange blossom honey is really light.
Well, I've been pouring it in tea, so I don't know if the thickness was going to help for some of it.
Oh, man, yeah. You should never put sugar in tea. You should always put honey in.
That's absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna go home and make honey butter.
I want some. Bring me some honey butter.
The Sugar Fire, if you're in St. Louis, is my recommendation part B of Waffle House recommendations.
All right, that's your recommendations. What you ever recommend?
My recommendation is Time Stories, the board game. Because we play that at War Machine Weekend.
It's great for football players, right?
It's
like if you get a concussion.
Yeah, it would be really good. So there's a movement now in board games to be disposable because there's the legacy games. Don't trust Alex Moran. There's the I don't know what that even means, but there's.
Oh. We've only told you to watch this series 50 minutes.
Oh my god,
ton of times.
We've all given up on you,
Jessica Jones.
No, with your story.
What's
a pandemic legacy, risk legacy?
Is Alex Moran in those?
Right on the board.
No, I was going to your store.
The point is, disposable board games are becoming more and more a thing. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, what? I spent $50. But when you think about it, like, you go to the movies, you know, if the five of us went to a fucking movie, we'd spend $50. You know? And so to get a board game and play it 10 hours of gameplay for that same $50, it's a fucking bargain. A board game for $50 that you play for the rest of your life is an amazingly dirt cheap hobby. We're just not used to thinking of it that way, you know?
And Pandemic Legacy is meant to be taken over played 12 times. Well, 12 plays for
$40. Most games even games we love, I haven't played StarCraft 12 times.
That's the other thing, is that you aren't playing these games more than 12 times anyway.
Correct.
But even
theoretically,
if
you could.
But let's say
certain games I've played
Battlestar.
Terra Mystica, Battlestar, but you're correct.
The point is, if you spend $60 for Terra Mystica and play it 100 times, you're spending 6 cents per fucking play. Like, that's or 60 cents per play. Like, that's insane.
Forget.
That's so ridiculously cheap, and we've been spoiled by that. And so the people are like, oh, disposable games, it's a ripoff. Fuck you. They're still a great bargain for their entertainment value. And Time Stories, which is really cool, the gist of it is, it's like Quantum Leap meets Groundhog's Day. You jump into bodies to solve something went wrong. You play the game. You fail. And then you reset the game and you play again. And you play the game over and over again until you beat it, and then you throw it away. And then you buy the new expansion and you do that. And so, like, every month they come out with a new mystery.
Well, I heard the Time Stories, there's the core game, and then you just buy the little module add-on.
Yeah,
so it's not like it's the core game you still keep reusing.
Yeah, it has the board, and it has the dice and the chits.
It's like the Lord of the Rings or any of the other games that get a $15 pack once a month.
Yes, except it's like Lord of the Rings if you couldn't use your old cards anymore every month.
Right. Like, we can't use the old missions for Lord of the Rings over again every month because you kind of feel pointless playing the same fucking missions over and over.
But at least they're randomized. Imagine if Lord of the Rings, the missions were stacked in a particular order and you always hit the same thing. Yeah. And that's how Time Stories is. It's like, unless you have a concussion and forget the game, you really can't play it again.
I felt sad because
but it's okay because we played it 3 times. So it was like 6 hours and we had a fucking blast. Travis wasn't even playing. He was just dealing the cards for us, and he was so entertained just by the story and by watching us bumble around and try to figure it out. Like, it's a great event.
Trevor had asked me to play but I had the scheduled game of something else going on.
I did too. I just dropped out of it.
Well, you fought,
which is sad.
With Jamie,
Jay Larson, right?
Oh, you and me, and that was Jamie Perkins from
Jamie Perkins.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Ben, Wild Ben Lang may have made the game a little bit easier for him, but it was still he was very good at the game because he's played like
he was a master of that game, and I basically ruined it.
So. Well, I would.
You almost had it, but.
But I mean, I don't think you ruined it.
Jim feels that he fucked up his strategy and threw the game.
Yeah, well, bad things happen. Yeah, I mean, there, he oh, had well. Some. Yeah, but anyway.
But the point is, Time Stories I thoroughly enjoyed, and it's worth buying. The only downside that I have to it is that it comes with one of the modules. So I played it. I enjoyed it. If I go buy it, I'm going to half the module it comes with, I can't play. Which my only solution is that none of you guys played it, so hypothetically, I could DM. Play that with you. I could DM it for the four of you, or if there were three people, I could just say, all right, guys, I'm going to tell you nothing. I'm not going to help with the puzzles. I'm just going to be a player, and you tell me what to do, and I'll roll dice. You know, but so you can do that. It's kind of like going to a movie you already saw with three new people. As long as you don't spoil it for them, you can experience it again and enjoy it vicariously.
We could give you a mild C word and yes. see what happens from there.
Yes. Oh, that show? That show's great. Yes. Yeah.
The Alex Moran is the quarterback that starts writing on his body.
Ah, fucking A, man. I'm just so rusty on Blue Mountain State, I forgot everything. I forgot all the characters' names.
Well, you know. Good recommendation.
My recommendation is checking out, like, with the holiday season coming up, I think you should check out, like, local programs and local charities if you're interested in them. I think the reason why I wanted to say something about it was that at work we have this thing called a Giving Tree where families, like, submit tags of, like, just things that their children would want that they can't quite afford. And this year they brought in a tree that was, like, half the size. And I overheard the conversation of the guy who brought it in as to why we got a smaller one. And he had said, well, I think the job market's really good in Sauk County, and I think that's why people aren't submitting things. And I think that's just fucking wrong. Like, the guy needs to realize, they need to realize that the reason why they're, I think the reason why is because people aren't, like, helping out with those charities that much, so people are submitting less to it because they're not getting anything yielding from it. So I encourage people to look at local charities if they're looking at giving anything to people.
Well, it's nice because you're giving things people they want. You're not donating. You're not going. You're not buying random. Like, even the food pantry is like, you know, we want money versus your random leftover crap.
Exactly.
We can turn your $10 into so much more than your
$10.
The thing about a lot of the national charities is they're not very charitable.
No, they're all CEO driven, so right. They've got a staff like they have to pay with that money.
The Susan Coleman one is like notorious.
It's for the worst assholes. Yeah. Right. They're not in the market to destroy breast cancer. They're in the market to make sure
sell
that
pink shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, and like, excuse you, they're in the market to sell pink shit and to sue anyone who tries to use the phrase for the cure.
Exactly, yeah.
That's where a high significant portion of their income goes to, is hiring lawyers to sue the fuck out of you if you try to cure cancer.
Yeah, local charities are. That's where I, you know, when I don't, but when I do anything, it's always to local
exactly. Stuff. This is like my first year where I've really gotten interested in it and trying to give back to the community that I live in. But I definitely like the idea of making these things, making a tangible thing and making sure that it transfers directly to the person who needs it instead of all this money getting filtered through all these bigger places. So if you have anything local, definitely check it out and do that this year instead of just giving the money to the Salvation Army or something.
Yeah, if you want to feel good about yourself, definitely invest in your local community, mm-hmm. not somebody that's...
Well,
at a national level, I think
basically accept all the Syrian refugees into your house. Yeah. They're going to rob and kill you, obviously.
Exactly,
they're all terrorists.
They're going to kill your bandwidth
because of the previous 700,000 refugees we got in since 9/11 have all been terrorists. Mm-hmm. You can tell
because of all the terror attacks we've had since then.
Yep.
There have been exactly as many Syrian refugees tied to terrorist events as there have been people prevented by the. TSA.
Yes.
That's, you know, obviously they're both working.
No, there was a guy with the shoes.
Who was not prevented at all. Who got onto the fucking plane with his fucking shoe bombs. Yeah. And the only reason the shoe didn't explode is because his shoes malfunctioned. The TSA has caught literally zero people because it's a useless waste of fucking time and money. And all they do is sexually assault you when you're trying to go visit your fucking family.
They add in a false... You feel sick. They add in this false sense of security.
They don't add shit.
They're just like recycling. They're informing you that security is important, even if they're not making it more secure.
You don't even feel more secure about the TSA. If they were like armed guards that like looked like they knew what they were doing. If The Rock was the TSA, I'd be like, all right, well, I feel more secure. These are some fucking butt crack having fat nobodies who have no training and couldn't stop anything. And all they do is grab my testicles and shake them around and pretend like they're helping.
I love it when they do that. That's why I get fucking helping. That's why I fly.
God.
But
fucking damn them.
They are awful, but some people feel better for them.
Those people are fucking idiots. People are the fucking idiots who vote for the fucking idiots who caused this fucking TSA to exist and get my fucking tax dollars.
When I fly international, when I come to the airport, having the TSA guys tell me which way to go is helpful. So that they're good for directions.
Yeah.
fucking A. Just fucking hate them.
They're like the GPS of airports.
Yeah. They tell me where to go to where I'm supposed to be. That's what I use them for. They're directions.
No, they're not even the GPS of airports because they're more like the guy on the side of the road that you ask directions to and he gives them and you drive off and then 2 seconds after you drive off, he goes, oh, wait, fuck, no. They're that guy.
Exactly. Or the one that brings over their friend and then they go back and forth about how it used to be there, but isn't anymore. Getting
groped by the TSA is a great recommendation.
Oh, my God.
It is. Get your little hand job.
I'm sure glad my tax dollars are going to people get sexually assaulted by fucking useless piles of shit. TSA is in charge of
stocks. They know what stocks do.
Yeah.
That's their secret.
Okay, yeah. They make just about as much sense. All right. Fucking patting down two-year-old kids. Fuck you piles of shit.
That's where I keep all my landmines or two-year-old children. Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
I'm not giving a
0.7 ounces, no more. Like 0.8 ounces of toothpaste is going to blow up your fucking plane.
It could fall apart.
Shithead.
It could collapse. That extra ounce. We're going down. There's too much toothpaste on the plane.
You know, you can overclock the battery on your laptop to the power of a fucking fragmentation grenade. Like, what am I going to do with a bottle of water?
It could be dangerous water.
Those fuckers.
You have the Ebola in that water.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Don't bring that nail file on board.
All right.
It's so
taxpayer funded, right? Like how much fucking money are we wasting on those fuckers?
Well, yeah.
We could have sent every citizen to the fucking moon with the amount of money we're burning so these assholes can rape you on your way to the airport.
But now 12 monkeys won't happen.
Yeah. Right. They saved us from 12 monkeys.
Yeah.
No, they don't. He gets through. They don't even stop him in 12 monkeys. Even in the world of science fiction, the TSA is fucking useless.
That was pretty amazing for a recommendation of charity.
Support your local charity and murder a TSA employee. It's a holiday spirit.
Well, it's not their fault.
To be fair, I did make some kind of Syrian reference.
A lot of this stuff is their fault. They intentionally pull out attractive people through the X-ray machine to see them naked, right?
Of course they do.
I mean, that's been proven.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That has been proven. And that is the employee's
fault. They also racial profile.
That's sort of a perk. Well, everyone does that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're the TSA agent and you're having a bad day and you got 80 fatties coming through, here comes a fucking model, you're obviously going to put her in the machine to see her naked. I mean, you make $8 an hour. That's your fucking tip right there.
Yeah.
I'll be
the tip.
Yeah. Just I got it. That's who. Obviously, you're patting. You know, I would let every goddamn terrorist-looking Muslim motherfucker through and pat down the supermodel
girl. You might be a security risk.
I gotta check that bra. Is it padded or I gotta make sure nothing's in there.
Is there metal elements in your bra?
Yeah,
well, we can't have that on board.
Gotta take that off.
Yep.
Is that padding hollow or filled with air? Liquid?
Yeah. See, Nathan, that's a bonus of TSA.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great bonus to the TSA.
Do they recycle?
They get to sexually harass women whenever they want, or men.
I'm sure we federally fund people to sexually harass each other. Hooray!
Oh my God, I'm going to hit credits here.
I have recommendation.
Recommendation.
What's your recommendation? Follow it up here. What's your recommendation?
I already recommended follow it for you. You can't.
I'm sure anything you recommend will not cause that kind of fire.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. We got the Nathan rant for the day. I recommend setting Nathan off at least once a week.
Fucking.
Hey, Nathan. When me and Andy caught you as the spy that one game of Resistance, comment, please.
Didn't catch you.
That was so fucking magical. That is...
That was the day that'll live in infamy.
We haven't even gotten our cards yet. Like, that's thing. Brian, you had a recommendation?
I will recommend Jessica Jones.
That's the 40s one.
Yeah, the 1940s. I mean, I watched all 13 episodes. I was able to watch 13 episodes of that. I was able to pause Fallout 4 long enough to watch that. So it had to be at least some level of enjoyment. It's pretty good. I mean, she's kind of just a, kind of an attitude private eye. And the bad guy basically has the powers of, he can just control people.
You called him Rapist McGee. Does he rape people?
Oh, yeah. He
I was going to say, because somebody on Facebook was saying, I'm enjoying Jessica Jones, but it's really difficult to watch.
It's really rapey.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. That would explain it.
Basically, he had control of her for 2 years. And, he basically just, she was a sex slave for 2 years. And then he starts off, he has this other girl being a sex slave for a couple of years. And
is this the show? Because it sounded great.
It's, and he can't get over it. He's basically a stalker of Jessica Jones for the entire series. It's just a really creepy thing.
So she doesn't fight supervillains. There's just a rapist after her.
Well, there's
it's a mind control rapist.
It's a mind control. Well, yeah,
Dr. Light.
There's a couple. There's some fighting things going on. There's some side plots of another guy.
Not from Mega Man, Andy. Not that Dr. White.
The character.
I don't remember him ever doing that.
There's a Marvel character called Luke Cage who has superpowers. Who's in it? There's also
another. What? Luke Cage? Isn't he from?
Mortal Kombat? It's a ridiculous name. Yeah.
That's Johnny Cage.
Does Luke Cage have superpowers? Yes. I thought Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is super strong.
Is he super strong? I thought he's just good at fighting.
That's Iron Fist.
That's Iron Fist. Okay. Yeah, Luke Cage is the white Iron Fist. No, he's the black Iron Fist.
That was RZA, though.
RZA's white?
No, RZA was the Iron Fist.
God. I thought Luke Cage was Iron Fist.
No.
Iron Fist. Am I RZA?
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm going to hit credits.
I'm going to go play Fallout 4. You guys done yet? We're done.
Jessica Jones. Hooray.
I like our game of Shadowhunters. You wouldn't listen to what I was the whole game either. I told you before the game on a Shadow.
You haven't gotten your card yet. You didn't know you were Shadow.
But I was, and you wouldn't believe me. I just don't understand.
If you play that with me, you know who I'll be every time.
Yes, that is true.
Shadow.